Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Greeting, fellow Zoglings across the Zogland. This is the Movement Turd number 8. And the thing about it is, the title of this is called The Busted Rubber at Pisser Cinder, and or Jeremy Can't Get It Up at Pisser's Pussy Palace. And, Pastor Britton, are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, you think we need a little music here? Dave Ball's Wigger Problem?
Yeah, it works.
All right. We'll just go ahead and play it here, and we can go ahead and figure out what we're going to say here. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and sing along to it. Come on. Oh, wrong hole. I imagine old Barney Wright said that quite a bit. Said Wonger. I admit we got a wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way wiggers run to and fro, stiffer wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem, and they don't know when to stop. The way wiggers run to and fro, are continually eating slop. Anyway, I think that's enough music. Did you hear much of Dave Ball, or was it just me yelling into the microphone?
Yeah, it was mostly you, but I guess it works.
Well, I got me a digital tape recorder, and I'll go ahead and get that thing working one of these days when I figure out how to run it. And pretty well, we'll have some real music here where I'm just going ahead recording Dave Ball, and I'm just pretty well singing Wigger Problem. Anyway, I was glad you could go ahead and make it here tonight. It just looks like you and me are on. And I don't think old Visser has much time to get on. And he shows up at Stardust and has somebody go ahead and clank pots and pans or whatever. And he might show up. You never know. Heck, old Brian Wright might show up. You never know. But anyway, what happens is that the last movement turned was on Sunday. The Visser showed up and screened for about an hour and 15 minutes about, I was a child molester and all this sort of stuff. And essentially what it boils down to is that if you thought I was a child molester for the past 4 years, then why didn't you say something about it sooner? And I sort of think that he was with Rick Spring, and he sort of wanted me to go ahead and give him a little bit of credibility. And so he went ahead and said something different. But then when he goes ahead and gets caught, he reveals the fact that he's a criminal. And thus, I mean, he'd say this, that you wouldn't be arrested if you weren't guilty. Well, that's what Zoglings say. Zoglings always enforce their little Zog pigs. You've seen Wiggers. Essentially what it boils down to, the government's always right with them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so for the past 3-4 days, we've been sniping at each other, and Liability Clueless, he showed up, and Liability, he wants to go ahead and claim that he didn't go ahead and beg for ordination. So, could you go ahead and tell us what you know about the matter as to, who went ahead and sought what?
What happened is, Liability Clueless came to me first wanting me, to ordain him. And, I conversed with you about it, and you decided, you suggested that being closer to you, that, perhaps we should have him visit you, and that's basically what transpired.
Okay, well, I'm looking at this, all these private messages from, way back when. I got quite a, box of stumbling is pretty well filled. So, in any case, he wanted to go ahead and, as I remember, there were a few people who said, hey, look, I got a message dated 9/25/2009. Pastor, I wanted you to know I've been continuing my studies and I'm looking forward to joining your church and spreading God's message in my area. My email is something, my phone number is 314-972-0943. Now, Lyle Bill has been going ahead and, he wanted to come down, and I said, would the weekend of September 10th to 11th work for you? You can leave from St. Louis on Friday, October 9th, spend Friday and Saturday night across the street from my house there and go back on Sunday. I said, my house is small, Claire, so is the house across the street, but it has electricity. And I washed the sheets and the blanket on the bed, and I said, I want to verify that you're white, and I wanted a picture taken of him. And he said, he pretty well said, you can make another counteroffer. Now, I said, no need to stand a ceremony. Essentially, a child to act as above-ground DSCI clergy in your area and region and build up another church in your area. I want to get away from the skinhead prison rabble that has dominated church for the past 30 years and back to where we have church families acting against Zog in the background, not head-to-head where they will be detected and destroyed. We are a church acting in network and in confederation, not some hierarchy acting from the top down, easily infiltrated and destroyed. Since I'm not Jesus Christ, knowing what is in your heart, all I can do is to make sure you are not another Brian Wright or Traitor Glenn Miller and that you know and obey Yahweh's law and let you do your own work in an area of the state wherein I have little or no presence. If you have Christ, your work will prosper. If not, then not. I said, another weekend will be better than you can make another counteroffer as to scheduling. So, let me see. This was after that. So on 10-4, he goes ahead, okay. All right. I'm looking at a different private message. You see, unlike Visser, I go ahead and I keep things up. I don't go ahead and delete stuff. I don't go ahead and delete stuff just for the heck of it. And in any case, that's exactly what. To do. Anyway, our 10:09, I sent a phone message to call, and he says he's going to leave around 9. I think he should make it around 2. Well, he went ahead, he left, and he didn't get in till about 3 or 4 that afternoon. And he sat, and Roxy said she wasn't going to cook for him, but she ended up going ahead, and we just made spaghetti. And the spaghetti was homemade spaghetti with homemade sauce. And it was pretty delicious. And he ate it. And he barfed it up. I'm wondering what's wrong with him. He said he had a tender stomach. So I said, was there anything else that he wanted to eat? And he said, no. So I don't know. The guy acted. He just sat like a bump on a log. And the entire time I was there, I was going to go ahead and teach him about internet espionage because he had an AOL account. And thus a dynamic IP number. An AOL account is useful with a dynamic IP number because then you can go ahead and log on without being banned by IP number. Plus he had a Stormfront account as well, and he asked me if he should keep it. I said, it's up to you. So anyway, Lyle Bill, he claims that I begged him to go ahead and, join my church here. That's not the case at all, is it?
No.
No.
It's the other way around. He begged us to ordain him, starting with me and then ending with you.
Hello.
Okay. Well, I mean, from St. Louis, how many miles is it? Probably 1,700 miles or more?
To here, yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's more than that because it's, it'd be over 16 from where you live, I think, and then, so, yeah, from St. Louis, it'd be even more to here.
Well, he's a little bit farther north and east, so it'd be about 1,700 miles. Now, what gets me is that he'd just go ahead and stay a day or so. Now, pretty well I told him is that, hey, if you last with me a year, I'll be pleased with you. But I pretty well told him is that it was up to him to go ahead and found a new church. But he's saying the exact opposite. Let's go ahead and see, some of the lies he's been going ahead and saying. Anyway. Well, let's see. He was going ahead whining, among other things, let's see. Okay. Let me see. And they're whining about Debbie Downey. Well, I looked about this, and essentially they believed whatever they wanted to about Debbie Downey when Debbie Downey was their enemy. But let me see. Let's go ahead and see what old liar Bill DeClueless says. See, one of their takeover here was, let me see. They go on. Marty was over his board having a fit over an email he claims Brian sent, telling Marty someone's coming to visit him. He proceeds to go on a long rant about how the force of Zog will protect him and Zog is going to take them all to jail. It was rather hilarious to see this great Aryan warrior let himself in cower and cry for Daddy Zog to save him, especially after all the threats he made toward others. If anything, the Granby and Newton County Council will demand to take their mandatory donut break right after Marty makes a hysterical 911 call, begging them to save him from the consequences of his own big mouth. Well, I sort of got tired of old lying wrong, yapping this crap. Because, the truth of the matter is, look, Wonger. This occurred way back in August 25th of last year, where he was running around telling people he was going to go ahead and send somebody from, he was going to make a car payment for some criminal in East St. Louis to come, mess with me. And I said, look, it's not going to happen that way because your criminal's going to go ahead and get caught. And when that criminal gets caught, he's going to go ahead and get 10, 15 years, and he's not going to do that. Besides, this criminal doesn't know anything about whether or not I keep a gun behind the door. I mean, this is the sort of stupid crap that these people pull. They think they can go ahead and make threats all the time. Well, anyway, I went ahead and posted the live Bill DeClueless's, stupid crap. And I went ahead and posted that his number was 314-972-0943. And that he lived at number 3 Blanchett Drive, Florissant, Missouri, 63031. Well, I mean, number 3, it sounds like it's part of a duplex. So, Liar Bill probably doesn't live in a standalone house now, does he? You think so, or what? Still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. No, it sounds like he lives in an apartment complex.
Yeah, it sounds like he lives like an apartment complex. So, that's another one of, Liar Bill DeClueless's nonsense. Now, Liar Bill is telling me that he got a felony hate crime, and that his sisters were, fucking, were humping niggers, and they had a bunch of nigglets. And he was saying that he was sterile because the mumps got into his nut sack, you know, and squeezed him out, you know, pretty well destroyed his nuts. And how he sort of felt about me being falsely accused of child molestation because he himself was accused of it. And how he wouldn't want anything like that to happen to, you know, he wouldn't want this sort of thing to happen to anybody. But yet, Liability Clueless is going ahead. He's playing this sort of little game. So, as I look at it, he deserves whatever he gets. But you were calling me that this stupid little Kyle, this little Kyle Wigger was over on Visser's forum. Go ahead and reveal your contact information the same way as Brian Wright did.
Oh yeah, he's revealing the same thing that Brian Wright had posted, a year ago. I mean, like it's new information; it's already out there. So I mean, him posting it really doesn't matter.
Really doesn't matter, no. I mean, besides you have other addresses about what you have other things about you, where your address is and all this sort of thing as well, don't you?
Yes. Well, the address he posted is actually my mother's address, which is the address I use as my address of official record, because it doesn't, it hasn't changed, so.
Anyway, they're yapping about some shit from the OSHA fucktards. So there's this Eon Taylor who showed up. Looks to me like you got a bunch of sock, you got a bunch of Brian Wright and Visser sock puppets. But the thing about it is that when it comes down to it, I mean, Visser ain't gonna get very far, is he? I mean, essentially he's caught, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he's proven himself to be, he's gotten caught in a lie. And it kind of invalidates any, thing that he says, really. I mean, it's like I've said, I said before, listening to him is kind of like listening to Jimmy Swaggart or Bill Clinton.
Well, you posted that, you ended up going ahead and getting banned for that, didn't you?
Yep.
Anyway, over on Thanks Forum, what happens is cannabis can save us. He's pretty well admitting that people don't like his username and they're whining or something about that. So, anyway, this eighth day woman, she comes up with this, causes detrimental psychological issue. I mean, every time I hear some idiot yapping about psychological effects here, I mean, psychiatry is a Jew science. And they go ahead and they quote the same Jew thing here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But, in any case, cannabis is saying, fine. And, what happens is that he's offered God's gift, the study of cannabis in the Bible. And what happens, this is offered cannabis. And, to study of cannabis here. And, James Adjust here said, he went ahead and his father was smoking. He made me smoke it with him. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then he went ahead and he smoked a little bit. And what happens is his daddy went ahead and smoked the old marijuana and it helped him out. And he took a little bit of it. And, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. But that's on page one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it looks like
that. In any case, Matt Watt goes ahead and says, I'm going to lock this thread here. Anyway, what happens is Obadiah, this is on page five, they're bitching and whining and pissing and moaning about it. And by this time, all these people are against, all the time they're against cannabis, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They gotta go ahead and come up with all this sort of crap here. Now, you and I, we really don't care one way or another, do we?
Go back where you came from.
Okay. All this South Bend, East whining about this sort of thing. Okay, well. Anyway, Dave, you know, Dave from UK was whining about this, sort of thing. So they go ahead and they whine, and in any case, let's go ahead and get to page number 5. This short. He says, not many substances can be abused, and you can't legislate morality. It's the Pharisees among us who want to determine what we can and we cannot do. And old James and Jeff, he had a little cow about that. You can and should legislate morality. In fact, Yahweh did legislate morality. What one should never do is call something Yahweh said was bad, good and useful bad. Almost anything can be used for evil intent. Almost anything can be abused, but that makes the abuser bad, not the thing that Yahweh created. My primary purpose in making this post is through this insidious, Q-inspired idea, we cannot legislate morality. See, old James and Jeff, he goes ahead, he's just like Obadiah. He wants to call other people Jews, but he don't like it when he's called a Jew. And he goes ahead and says that Jews and Mamzers can tell us useful things. Now, that's the sort of thing that I would say a Jew or a Mamzer would say. If the laws of Yahweh concerning morality were popular force, there would be little, if any, miscegenation, adultery, divorce, murder, theft, and a whole lot of moral ills which plague our society. Marijuana would be illegal, yes, but it would be put to proper use, and naturally so, because everyone would be in their right mind. You probably don't mean it the way it came across, but we should always be aware of these little Jewisms which have affected our way of thinking in a manner we cannot always see. Well, anyway, old Matt Ott goes ahead, and he goes on with this sort of thing. And he went ahead and posted, says, what you suggest is a recipe for a police state, which is what we already have in place. The only thing different in your police state is that it would be yourself making the determination as to what one could or could not do. We've had many police states starting with ancient Babylon. Cyrus the Great smashed the Babylonian police state. I bet you're saying that we've lived far longer under the yoke of the police state than we ever did in the three moral ages. Well, you propose the slavery no more. You see, you do got to wonder about people who you don't know who they are, what their real name is, what their background is, what their genes are, and I mean, you got to wonder about people who go ahead and propose to claim that they know the will of Yahweh and that they're going to go ahead and force it on others.
Well, that's basically what he said, and they go on to say that. It's up to us to enforce it. And basically what he's saying is, not only is it, it's up to us to interpret it, Yahweh's word, and then it's up to us to enforce his word as well. So we all, that's been done before, I think the ancient Babylonian king, Nebuchadnezzar, he proposed that, he was imposing God's will on the people.
Or what he claimed was God's will.
Right.
And Nebuchadnezzar was rather arrogant, but he had reason to be arrogant. He'd been told that of all the kingdoms of men, his kingdom was the golden head. And you see later to where he went ahead and formed a big old idol made out of gold and commanded everybody bow down to it. And he sort of thought that was Yahweh's will, I guess. But if the very king who was the golden head was arrogant, had to be, sent out of his mind for 7 years because he was arrogant, where does this James suggest who you don't know anything about? Where does he get off?
Good question. He points out that Yahweh's kingdom's coming to the earth, which, that's what it says in the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
and you know that you know, they go on to him and Matthew Ott go on to say that, you know, it's up to them to impose Yahweh's will on the people. And as James the Just points out, he believes that you know, it
well, let's go ahead, let me go ahead and read it. You said what you suggest is a recipe for a police state, which is what we already have in place. And he says, really, that's odd. The only thing I suggested was the enforcement of Yahweh's laws. You seem to have a problem following Yahweh. Well, where does he get that at? So in short, he is better following Yahweh than, than someone who, everyone knows who is, but somebody who nobody knows who really is, where they live, who they are. He's going to go ahead, but he says, I take that back. You, along with Winston, have no problem advocating the enforcement of Yahweh's laws when his laws just so happen to agree with your laws. Your problem is not with me. That's the only way you tell yourself. Your problem is with Yahweh and your inability to submit yourself to him. Well, look, Judas the Juiced. You have no business going ahead and forcing what you think is Yahweh's will upon others. I mean, every little pig, every little mouser, every little bad priest claims to be following the word of Yahweh. I had Ken Copeland, a vicious little mamzer pig, quote to me, Romans chapter 13, and I went ahead and quoted to him 2 Kings chapters 8, 9, and 10, to where Yahweh exterminated Ahab's house. Mm-hmm. Every one of Ahab's house who went ahead and died, who died in the fields was to be eaten by the dogs. Every one of these Baal priests who died in the city or in the fields were to be eaten by the birds. And if you went ahead and buried these criminals, you were soon to be part of them. And you yourself and your family would be put out to die. Anybody who goes ahead and sets himself as a policeman, as an enforcer of Yahweh's will upon Christian Israel, is a criminal. And unlike ordinary criminals, him and his entire family is to be executed for daring to impose a tyranny. Does Yahweh love tyrants?
Say again?
Does Yahweh love tyrants?
Repeat that again.
Does Yahweh love tyrants?
No.
Does Yahweh? Go ahead.
He's always went against tyrants. In Daniel's dream, in prophecy, he exposed, empires that would, come about that would become tyrannical over people.
Has there ever been a mighty evil empire which has ever lasted long after it tried to go ahead and destroy its own founding people?
Nope.
You see, we believe that this is, we believe that this is Israel. We believe that the white people are Israelites. But we also believe that Zog is Babylon. Because in Genesis chapter 6, Yahweh didn't go ahead and drown the obedient Adamites who moved to Europe. Yahweh didn't drown the Chinks. Yahweh didn't drown the niggers in Africa. The only people that Yahweh drowned it was a local flood. He didn't drown all the Jews.
No.
The only people he drowned were these Adamites who were miscegenating with demons and muds and all sorts of people. Correct?
That's true.
So, the very first Zog or the very first Babylon was under Cain, correct?
Yes, Cain is. Well, it's believed that he was Sargon the Great.
That is dual feed line Christian identity belief. And I imagine that, Cain didn't go ahead and say, hey, look, I'm Satan's son. I imagine that Cain went ahead and says that, hey, I'm a good man. I'm just trying to go ahead and impose unity among Yahweh's people. Just like James the Just, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was trying to impose unity. I mean, he the unified people had speculated as far away as, you know, known as far away from as Cyprus. They imported copper from Cyprus. You know, this was, I guess, the beginning of the Bronze Age. Bronze was, you know, used in, they claim, you know, there's some that think that Sargon the Great, you know, sent the Amorites into what is now Cornwall to mine tin.
So you had a world empire. You had a world empire, which very few people know about because, well, you know, it was a little bit before history. But there were tablets that were found that where Cain was saying that I was the son of the gardener, and how unfair it was that I got kicked out, and you know, wanting to go ahead and unify the white men. Because there's not much of a percentage in unifying the niggers or the, you know, the chinks or whoever, and we don't really care what the niggers and chinks do we?
No, I don't care what they do.
I mean, if they wanted to go ahead and, you know, set themselves to where they were able to go ahead and grow enough food for themselves, why, you wouldn't be any skin off your nose, would it?
No.
No.
I'm told now that, you know, there's a huge number of chinks in Africa. You know, I'd rather see them have it than the niggers. I mean, they've proven themselves far more productive than the Negro has.
Well, I disagree with you that. I sort of prefer to have niggers in Africa. And what I'm not that crazy about chinks pretty well taking over, because if they're able to go ahead and take over Africa, they might be very well able to take care of the Sogland. I prefer to have stupid niggers in Africa. You know, but I disagree with you there. You know, you may or may not see my point on that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he comes on and says, if you have a problem with Yahweh as well, I'm certain he will know this. Perhaps it's time for you to start living it up as you damn well please, while the high road, which leads to destruction, is an option. Because only law-abiding citizens will inherit his kingdom. Haven't you heard? Yahweh's kingdom is a police state. You know, eek. Look, Judas, no one is trying to tell you what to do, but let's say you come across some nosy bastard that is, you know, bound and determined to go ahead and tell you what to do. What do you think would happen? What do you think you'd do to such a snoopy bastard?
Put a notch in his nose the first time around. Maybe jab
okay.
him the second time.
That's right. I mean, certain people, they just can't learn anything. They can't behave themselves. Anyway, you went ahead and responded, you know, to him saying, yep, it's going to be right exactly in accord with the interpretation of Judas the Jew. You solemnly swear to tell the truth as you know it. The whole truth is you believe me and nothing but what you think we need to hear. And old Judas the Jew says, no, the way it runs, little boy, is exactly as Yahweh says it runs. That's what irritates you so much. Look, Judas, since when did Yahweh go ahead and make you king? You want to run the world your way, but Yahweh is going to run it his way. His way is given the scripture, which is all I'm alive. That's the bottom line. If I had my way, there are several things I could think of that I'd like to do with impunity. Yeah, I bet, Judas. Well,
yes.
Judas, you let a crazy little mamzer like you run things the way he wants to run it. Yeah, I can quite imagine you will be a petty little tyrant. You know, you've seen plenty of tyrants come in and they don't get their way and then they run off, don't they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's common.
I mean, you know, I'm trying to go ahead and explain to William Fink that, you know, I said it's a good thing that you are young and in your prime, because you're going to end up having all these people who you don't know anything about because you've been incarcerated. He said he'd been out of prison for, you know, I mean, I think last Monday was exactly 14 months. So March, he got out in January of 2009. Okay. The thing about it is that when you went to jail, you weren't Christian identity. You learned about Christian identity in jail. And once you get out, I found that whenever there's somebody who's recognized as a Christian identity authority, you end up having all these wiggers and mamzers cluster around them looking for what they can get from the great man. You've seen the same thing happen with Richard Butler, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes. Could you go ahead? I mean, you have a number of things to say about nice people like James Von Brunn, who died a couple months ago. And you have a number of things to say about Sci-Fi Faber and a few of the other little tards that, you know, hang around, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and tell us, you know, some of the things about all these here little skinheads and what your dad thought about the sort of vermin. And why don't you go ahead and rather let me talk, why don't you go ahead and talk for a while?
Well, you know, I mean, basically what you had from Swift's day, it went, you know, from being a church with families attending to being a church that, you know, a get-together basically for skinheads. And, had Connie Lynch have gained control of the church, had he not, you know, died prematurely, he was the next in line before Butler to, as Wesley Swift's successor, things would have been far different. As a matter of fact, there are people that think that Zog actually terminated Connie Lynch's life.
So that Butler would inherit it.
That's correct.
And that happened what? Nearly 40 years ago.
Well, it happened back in the early to mid 70s.
Early 70s. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was like under Wesley Swift? I mean, what you have is that you'd have a number of, you know, I mean, had your dad already moved to Idaho by then, or, and Wesley Swift, was he in I heard Wesley Swift was in California, or
whatever. Initially he was in the Los Angeles area, and then they moved the church out to Lancaster area.
In California?
Yes.
Where's Lancaster, California?
It's in the upper desert. You know, out toward Victorville, Barstow.
Okay, so they moved it out, and what you'd end up having is you'd have a number of ministers of Wesley Swift to go ahead and minister to the outlying churches, correct?
Yes. Connie Lynch was kind of like a traveling minister. I mean, he was known to travel around the South and attend various Klan meetings, and you know, he followed around and basically tried to check the civil rights movement. You know, I mean, he tried to counteract Martin Lucifer Coon's activities back in the 60s.
Okay, well, that wasn't really successful, but what he tried to do is he tried to go ahead and teach these people dual seed line Christianity. He tried to go ahead and make these clans into Christianity, and essentially he was a traveling pastor. And I think you said that your father and your uncle Newman were also pastors as well. Could you go ahead and tell us a little bit more about that as well?
Well, my dad was ordained by Wesley Swift. I'm not sure exactly what year, but you know, it was I think in the latter 1950s.
Okay.
Mid to latter 1950s. I'm not sure exactly when.
I sort of thought it was in the early 60s, but you sent me a number of years ago a copy of your father's ordination, you know, certificate by Wesley Swift. And essentially was he pretty well a traveling minister as well?
My dad?
Yeah.
Yes.
And he'd go ahead and he'd go to the South, and you said that your Uncle Newman, I think, lived in Decatur, Arkansas, which is, it's about 60, that's around 50, 55 miles south of me, I think.
Or he had lived in various places there in Arkansas. But one time he had lived in Pine Bluff and then moved up to Decatur, Arkansas.
I know where Decatur is because it's on 59, which is, it used to be Alternate 71, but they made it Missouri 59. And it goes through Arkansas as well. You have the Peterson poultry bunch, and used to know a little bit about it. But When did your dad move to Idaho anyway?
My dad moved here in the later 1950s.
Okay. But Wesley Swift, his church was still in California then, correct?
Yes.
So your dad was pretty well his minister in Idaho then, or one of his ministers in Idaho then.
Well, my dad traveled around and, it's kind of like a traveling chaplain for the church.
Okay. Well, so what it was, it sounds a good deal like, good deal like these pastors were essentially circuit riders. And what they do is they go to an established congregation and be put up there. It would be put up by the congregation, and essentially they'd have just a special meeting for the traveling circuit rider pastor, correct?
That's true.
That's what it's about.
Various, there were many, Christian identity congregations throughout the South and the Midwest there that they'd visit.
And, probably when you go up to a motel, essentially I imagine that probably the pastor or, a member of the congregation would essentially put your father, would probably put your father up in his spare bedroom and, he'd pretty well eat with the family and then he'd go ahead and preach. And I imagine they flew by plane, but rather they went ahead and went by car. Is that about the size of it?
Yeah, they traveled by car. I mean, sometimes they would stay in a motel. It all depend on the circumstances.
Okay. But, your father didn't bear the expense of doing this all by himself, did he?
He bared quite a bit of it. I mean, he spent a lot of his own funds on doing this.
Okay. But it really pretty well was a labor of love with him. I mean, it's not like today where every little pastor goes ahead and has a little internet radio show with about maybe four or five, six people next door to him, and to where essentially you don't really have that much of a ministry. He just has an internet ministry. It's not like this today, is it?
No.
Essentially, as a result of what happened with the skinhead, things, is that essentially the family ministry, and these congregations were pretty well allowed to lapse, weren't they?
Yes.
And all these churches to which your father used to go ahead and circuit ride, along with your uncle, along with other ministers, Connie Lynch, and whoever else Connie Lynch had to do it, pretty well these churches were allowed, just became separated and pretty well individual pieces of what? Two or three family congregations.
Yes.
It's not like Peters does today to where around Memorial Day he goes ahead and goes to Branson and then about 400 or 500 people show up all the way from Maryland or Maine to Missouri or from far west of California. It's not like today where you essentially have one or two mega churches.
Wesley Swift had a pretty large following. I mean, I would venture to say that his following was as large as Pete Peters is.
Probably larger.
Mm-hmm.
Probably larger, but Pete Peters is probably the largest. Yeah, and Pete Peters in 1999 said he's not going to be referred to as Chris Van Dandy, but let's say he's a one seed liner, just for the sake of argument, even though he does a number of things which are definitely not Chris Van Dandy.
Mm-hmm.
You say probably he has the largest church, single church in the pseudo Chris Van Dandy world. I mean, you might have some like Arthur Murray and a few others, but essentially, you might have one or two large churches, but among dual seed line Christian Dandy, there's not hardly any major churches or churchmen around, is there?
No.
No.
Pretty much fallen to the wayside.
I mean, you don't really have a large congregation yourself, do you?
No.
No.
It's mainly family.
Mainly family. and some of your family are no longer even bothered to pretend to be Christian identity anymore, are they?
No.
Okay. And the same is, you know, same is a little bit different here. Here in Southwest Missouri, pretty well I'm on the pockets of one of the bigger Christian identity regions. But some of it is left over from Herbert Armstrong, which was British Israelitism. And I went up through Herbert Armstrong's church, and there used to be a good-sized church, you know, of about 200-300, you know, about, 50 or 60 people in Joplin, and about 150 in Springfield. And the people around here, they take their religion rather seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And you end up having a number, you know, here in Newton County. I probably have more people who I know of who are one seed line after a fashion than Sci-Fi Faber has in all of New Jersey. Would you say that's probably correct?
That's probably correct.
And what happens is that there's more people who are single seed line that I sort of know of and who know of me than Jeremy Visser has and his entire, you know, congregation, you know, ever who showed up in Georgia. Think that's probably correct?
I'd venture to say it's probably correct.
So there's quite a few Christian identity people around. But what it is that it's underground. So what I gotta do is I gotta laugh at Jeremy Visser and the rest of his little thieves who show up to William Fink like he's Richard Butler and essentially act like they're going to get something from him. Whatever they're going to go ahead and get from William Fink, you know, William Fink says he's not a pastor himself.
Mm-hmm.
William Fink.
I don't really care for the title myself. I mean, I've tried to evade having that title applied to me. Believe it or not.
Well, I used to feel exactly the same way as you did. But in 2005, here I am, being thrown in jail, and I do sort of need the pastor at hell, you know, in part to go ahead and stay alive. And, I mean, you know, to go ahead and fight politically against Sog. So as I've looked at it, I see so many people who claim to be a pastor who end up acting like little big tyrants, like this old James Juiced would do. If I had my way, there are several things I could think of that I like to do with impunity. I have no doubt Judas the Juiced. I mean, what you are is that you are a cowardly mamzer who lives with James Radcliffe in Apache Flats, Nevada. And yeah, you go ahead and make Christian Israel do whatever you want to do. But the thing about it is, Judas the Juiced, is that any Christian Israelite worth his salt would probably beat your wigger ass if you insisted upon enforcing it. Wouldn't you? I mean, you'd probably beat that old Dale Pickles ass, wouldn't you, if he went ahead and started yelling and screaming at you what you had to do, wouldn't you?
Well, King George III, he tried to impose his God-given right to be king over us, and I had ancestors that fought at the Battle of Bunker Hill.
They sort of told that old George that even if he was born to be king, that didn't mean he get to run roughshod over him then, huh?
No.
I guess these redcoats thought they were enforcing God's will. I mean, back then they believed in the divine right of kings, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And Pretty much, some of your ancestors sort of set them right here, and sort of taught them some a few political realities, didn't they?
That's true. My ancestor Joe Britton was wounded at the Battle of Bunker Hill. He was the ranking NCO in Colonel Reed's unit. So yes, he fired on British redcoats.
He wasn't at all repentant about doing that, now was he?
No, you read the history. He kind of liked killing redcoats, apparently.
I guess it got addictive, sort of like killing bell priests or wannabe bell priests. So this ministry, Wesley Swift wouldn't just let anybody who showed up, claiming to be, on God's side and reading the Bible. He just wouldn't just let anybody become a minister in his church, would he?
No, it had a given, process to becoming a minister in the church. They had a, the big thing that they talk about, the AIT was part of, the basic course. You had to understand the AIT as Comperé had laid it out.
I went ahead and talked to Clifton Emmeiser, and he says that Mike Hallamore essentially does not hold the copyright to, Comperé's AIT-derived course. Pretty well, Emmeiser told me that he'd gone ahead and worked on Comperé's notes, and his secretary was a big friend of Lorraine Swift, and Lorraine Swift went ahead and got Comperé's secretary's notes. And somebody went ahead and put in the form of the AIT, but you ended up having the early form of the AIT, didn't you?
Yes.
And Brian Wright was whining about how you didn't pass the AIT, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
And in a second incursion, this was before he went ahead and threatened and outed you and published your information. And, well, by the way, old Jeremy and Fruit Loop Visser, they don't have anything wrong with this Kyle showing up and reprinting your information. I bet Brian Wright and the rest of them here have been going ahead and scouring the Internet. I bet Brian Wright went ahead and told them the information, didn't he?
I'm sure he did.
And so what happens is Kyle goes ahead and shows up, and Visser goes ahead and posts it, correct?
That's true.
I mean, why would I have posted old Liar Bill DeClues' information? See, the worthless pastor said he didn't want to go ahead and get involved with me. But here he is, going ahead and telling all sorts of little lies, and I decided to go ahead and chew on his ass. A lot. And, what happens? I haven't had time to go ahead and chew on his ass, but these idiots, they go ahead and they go ahead and they tell their little lies as if they believe them here. Like Felix Dzerzhinsky was a Jew. Well, no, he wasn't. But it's just like with Visser. They tell one lie and then they gotta go ahead and cover another, they gotta tell another lie to cover the first lie. And what you do is you go ahead and you pick and you pick and you pick and you pick at the lies and you find out that they're just nothing more than liars. And then they get caught. I mean, there's no more pretense that Brian Wright / Billy Woods is one of my sock puppets, is there?
No.
No.
And that's what they were accusing him of being. He was either my sock puppet, And this, Brian Wright, he pretended to be Billy Wood. He talks about all the sock puppets. He's still under the impression that Pastor Weissman is a sock puppet of mine.
Well, I've had a little bit of problem with Pastor Weissman himself. What he's done is he sort of made demands of me. And then he went ahead and he went ahead and deleted the post in his forum. He wanted me to change his name. I changed his name, but he went ahead and deleted the post in his forum. So I went ahead and deleted his subforum because there's no post in it. And then he wants a new forum. I said, I'm not going to give you another subforum after the way you went ahead and screwed up the form I give you. I mean, you don't go ahead and give brand new toys to some child who goes ahead and tears up the perfectly acceptable toys they already have. Or at least I don't do that. I'll imagine you do that with your children either, do you?
No.
Because if they tear up their toys here, it's going to be a while before you give them some more, isn't it?
True.
Yeah. So I guess old Pastor Weissman, he's all put out with me. But I did go ahead and send him off to www.phpbb, phpbbforums.com, where he can go ahead and create his own little PHPBB forum and have it hosted for free, just like Visser does, did for, since 2005. What happens is Visser goes ahead for 5 years, until March or late February. It's been a year. He goes ahead and he buys a V-Bulletin for him, and I pretty well advise him to go ahead and, you know, buy a V-Bulletin for him. He was talking about going ahead and taking it over to old Sci-Fi Sabers, and I told him, no, I wouldn't trust Sci-Fi Saber too much. I mean, you ought to go ahead and maintain your own forum. And that's what he did. He went ahead and he bought a V-Bulletin thing, but he didn't have enough money to host it, so he put it on freehostia.com, which is a free hoster. So now he has plenty of money. Wonder where he got the money.
Well, there's been some speculation that, maybe Uncle Shlomo has helped him.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I sort of think he's a Zogbot. He certainly got all these people here. But what it boils down to is that, Wesley Swift didn't let every little idiot claim to be one of Wesley Swift's ministers, did he?
No.
No. If you were a petty little tyrant, I think that Wesley, who would go ahead and abuse congregation members and come up with, how your will was the same as Yahweh's, I imagine that Wesley Swift would just simply tell you to hit the road.
I'm sure you're correct.
Did you ever end up having any little petty tyrants when Wesley Swift was running things?
I don't recall any, but, that doesn't mean that they weren't around. You got to remember, I was a child when this was going on.
Yeah, okay. So, did Richard Butler here, for all his love of skinheads, did he go ahead and ordain people who would go ahead and abuse his congregation?
Yeah, I don't think he would willingly, no.
Okay. So, in any case, I think we've been up for a while. What I'm trying to say is it looks very much to me that this has been caught. He's been caught out in a lie. He's been caught going ahead and trying to steal with, he's been trying to go ahead and steal, Pastor Butler, or not Pastor Butler's, but Morse Gillette's church. He's told me last time is that he'd go ahead and scan in Morse Gillette's letters, the last he got 2 months ago. And you don't have any problem if he goes in and scans in Morse Gillette's letters, do you?
No.
I don't know. I sort of think that if anything, Morse Gillette owes me and you a vote of congratulations that he still has a church.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, let's go back to Ryan Wonger here. You were a little bit annoyed about, what Ryan Wong went ahead and said. Well, let's go ahead and look at today's post. Alrighty. Covenant People's Audio. Let's go ahead and look at this thing. I'm looking to go ahead and see where old Ryan Wong was claiming that he was in charge for a couple months. Let's see.
I don't recall him ever being in charge. Joe Johnson was in charge initially. And then I was made assistant pastor by Morris after Joe Johnson because it really wasn't a position I wanted. And I certainly didn't covet it. I mean, you can remember I initially was wanting to refuse to do so.
Okay. What happens is that Billy Wood / Brian Wright never was in charge at all.
No. He's been a major thorn since he was there. From what I understand, Morris had offered him, maybe the leader of, the Legion of Saints, and, which he claims that he didn't take. He put, I think Parker was the one that took it for a while.
Well, as I remember, Parker didn't really want anything to do with it. Back during the time when I was not, after Gillette was arrested, Parker didn't want anything to do with it.
Initially, no. Neither one of us wanted anything to do with it. Matter of fact, you know, I would have sidestepped that had not you encouraged me to, take the position.
Okay. And for pretty well opposition is that when Gillette goes ahead and gets out of jail, Gillette's going to get his church back.
That's the way I have it planned, and he can do whatever he wants to do with it. If he wants to give
live
it to Brian.
If he wants to give it to Brian, we're going to have to live with it, right?
Yep.
If he wants to give it to Visser, we're going to live with it, right?
Yep.
Okay. And if Visser wants to go ahead and get $400,000 or whatever, then let Visser go ahead and try, if Gillette says he can.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Me, I got my own money. See, that's what gets me with all the stupid, all the stuff. I mean, I honor and I revere the order. But that money that they allegedly got, and I'm not sure if they did get it, but this money they got, it didn't really do anything good for the movement, did it?
It doesn't appear to have.
Pretty well, what happens is that, Don Gaiman supposedly got $12,000 or $25,000. He went ahead and knocked on everybody, didn't he?
Well, he testified at the sedition trial there in Fort Smith against Pastor Butler and Louis Beam and the others.
So it didn't really do any good for him. It didn't do Trader Glenn Miller any good. I mean, well, it did Trader Glenn Miller a lot of good.
Bought him several cases of Jim Beam, I'm sure.
I'm sure it did, yeah. But it brought Trader Glenn Miller to the cause, and then he went ahead and betrayed, David Lane and the rest of them in the order, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
The only one who possibly did any good is that I heard that William Pierce got the rumor is he got $400,000 of the order of money. But there are a lot of people saying that the FBI knew about it. They went ahead and used that as a club over his head to keep him sort of on the straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all this money, all this, bank robber money hasn't done anybody any good, has it?
No.
It's sort of like when Pat Buchanan got $12.5 million from the Reform Party. He wouldn't even pay for the next year's convention, even though his people went ahead and took over. He could have gone ahead and used it to create 50 state parties. He could have gone ahead and used it to pay the salaries of people for about $20,000 to $25,000 to go ahead and do nothing but political organizing. But he didn't do that. Pat Buchanan didn't. And neither has all this money that supposedly has gone through the movement. So that's essentially why Gillette's church hasn't got the $400,000 plus, is because Vogue doesn't want them to have it. It's pretty well tied in. That's why I wanted that Gillette's church renewed, because I didn't want somebody like Brian Wright's coming in and getting it, or Zog getting it by default. I mean, you go in and you always keep some pressure on Zog to do the right thing, even though Zog doesn't want to do that. In any case, Kevington, I think we've talked enough about Visser and the rest, but essentially Visser, Visser is a liar and a thief. Would you pretty well say that?
Well, he's a liar. And, it kind of looks like he wanted
okay,
to be
a thief. Okay, he's a wannabe. He wanted to be a thief. He hung around, let me see. The Rick Spring faction is, by the way, Lyle Bill is associated with Billy Roper. And mm-hmm. Billy Roper was the one who went ahead and went with the, see Pastor Melton Ford Croak's tour. Guess who was the head of security of Butler's organization? None other than Rick Spring. And he got found out that Rick Spring was a Zog bot. So they were going to go ahead and form this church in Lincoln, Alabama. And you went ahead and traced this Zach Kraft to Lincoln, Alabama, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it was a Rick Spring clone, or it was a Rick Spring bot. this Laszlo Peterson, he, Yukoi, I mean, and Jonathan Williams, they were all Zogbots too, weren't they?
Well, it kind of looks that way, yes.
And Michael Burks, he was some little ugly looking, little Mamzer looking character. He went ahead and sent me something about how I was screwball, but he used to claim to be Christian Identity, and I told him that Christian Identity, little Mamzer, little sloping forehead, little Mamzer like him, to be gelded. And, he didn't go ahead and respond no more. But, he used to be a lot around with Jeremy Visser. And all these people that we sort of knew, I mean, they were saying that Visser would go ahead and get a line with these people, and then he'd go ahead and sort of kick them loose or betray them or whatever. So maybe it was just a matter of just these falling out. But essentially, we do know that Brian Wright, Billy Wood, is pretty well a creature of Visser's, and like Brian Wright has said, he's been dancing with Visser for about, 6 years now.
That's
right?
What he claims, yes.
And, this thing to where Brian Wright went ahead and wrote that he'd been doing that, Visser went ahead and cleaned that post off of the CPM, new form here, which we call Pisser's Pussy Palace, didn't he?
He scrubbed it, yes.
He scrubbed it. But, luckily, I went ahead and got a screenshot of it, and I went ahead and posted it. So everybody can go ahead and see that, Visser is a lying and a crook. Now, the thread where he went ahead and said the racial fraud is Christian Dante, it's on his old PHPBB forum, and what happens, he moved the thread to where you have to see it. You have to go ahead and log on. Are you able to log on to Visser's old forum?
I haven't tried. I don't know if I am still able or not.
Well, I went ahead and saved it anyway. And I created my own, I went ahead and created the same thing. I mean, that's what I've been doing with all these, sock puppets I create. I go ahead and create a sock puppet, and what I do is I say exactly what these idiots have been saying themselves. Mm-hmm. And you catch them out in a lie. I mean, that's exactly what they are.
One thing I'd like to say is this, Brian Wright, he's constantly, uttering a lot of crap. One of the things that he utters that's an untrue statement is that both of my parents are Mormon. I'd like to make it, known, neither of my parents were baptized Mormon.
Your father, James Britton, was one of Wesley Smith's ministers.
Yes.
So he was not a Mormon. Wesley Smith was not a Mormon.
No.
Or a Mamzer.
No.
Like Jeremy Visser has allowed Brian Wright to claim.
Right.
Jeremy Visser, when it came down to it, the only one he went ahead and protected was himself, correct?
Right, that's the only one he's interested in.
He didn't protect you, did he?
No.
He didn't protect me.
Of course, I didn't expect him to either. I mean, I haven't trusted him from the beginning. From the time that, he was over court and court on Stormfront and what he had to say. I mean, he had basically betrayed all of us over there.
Well,
I went ahead and dug up
court under. You can always trust Jeremy Visser. Essentially, what happens, he's sucking up the court, said, I tried to go ahead and get Lindstedt kicked off. It's the same stupid shit. He shouldn't be a minister, he shouldn't be this, or he shouldn't be that. And essentially, Jeremy Visser has been sneaking and spying and pulling this crap about how he is the one who gets to determine who the Christian Identity Ministry is, don't he?
That's true. And he's also claimed, Brian Wright, that he, was, in command of Gillette's church for 3 months. When this was, I don't know.
Well, if he has command of Gillette's church for 3 months, then why did him and Brian Wright / Billy Wood have to go ahead and conspire to go ahead and remove you as a senior pastor so that they could go ahead and put Jeremy Visser in?
Well, because the truth of the matter was that Gillette appointed me after he got rid of Joe Johnson.
I had actually
suggested that he install Jeremy. You know, I felt, you know, it'd be better to let him have it, and Gillette didn't want that to, you know, he made it clear that he didn't want that because he didn't trust Visser.
So he didn't trust Visser at all. He trusted you.
Yeah.
Now, he was whining and complaining and pissing and moaning in August of 2007 about how you weren't doing enough to go ahead and fix up the church that he'd screwed up.
Well, I mean,
you were pretty well, as I remember, you were pretty well hot and bothered about that at the time.
Well, I mean, it was already screwed up before I got it. The forum was a disaster. The whole, you know, the whole thing.
The forum was gone.
Yes.
I mean, Zach Kraft pretty well deleted it.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, I have a number of screenshots of back then, and you know, and of my form. What happens is some of these porn spammers went ahead and took over, and I went ahead and deleted it. And I probably shouldn't have deleted it. I should have just gone ahead and used the tools to go ahead and just delete everything that was posted after a certain time and every single poster. And I know how to run a PHPBB 2 or 3 form now. But it's pretty well gone, and you know, pretty well that's all Garrett Gillette's fault, because he went ahead and gave it to Joe Johnson.
Yes.
Correct?
That's correct.
And you were pretty well annoyed at Gillette at the time, and you know, what happens is that I went ahead and called this Brian Wright, and essentially found out that yes, there was a trust fund. From what I gather, this Nazi left an estate worth over $1 million, anywhere from $1 to $4 million. And the, you know, Ray Redfern's Church of Sons of Yahweh gets 40% of it. So that's a minimum of $400,000, correct?
I don't know. I'm not aware of, you know, the exact amount. I it's been discussed. I know, but, you know, I've talked with the person that, you know, meets annually on that, and he has said that there was a trust fund. I'm not sure the exact amounts that's there, and I don't really care. From what I understand, it's stuck in probate or whatever the case is. Anyway, Zog's frozen it up at this time.
Zog goes ahead, and you know, I mean, it locks up cases in probate for years, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've seen where other people have had, you know, their cases drag on for years and years and years and years.
Yeah.
In fact, Charles Dickens wrote a book called Bleak House, where the firm of Jardis versus Jardice, the case of Jardis versus Jardice goes on for 20 years, and then it ends when the lawyers on both sides figure out there's no money left in the estate because all the lawyers got it.
Yeah.
I mean, and this happened. I mean, Charles Dickens, I think, was writing in about the 1857s or something like that. So if this sort of thing happened in 1857, it's still happening in the Zogland, probably worse than ever.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it is.
So you don't know exactly how much it is here. I mean, I heard the figure. I heard the figure of 400,000, you know, 40% of 1 million. You know, a state of, you know, up to 4 million from this guy in Ohio. Visser went ahead, and denigrated this guy in Ohio, said, you know, some old hick living in a barn in Ohio, but, this old guy is a pretty nice old guy who, was a contemporary of your father thing, right?
Right. He was a, you know, former Klansman. He was in the National States Rights Party. He, you know, he's been around a while.
One of Wesley Swift's and Richard Butler's and Ray Redfern's, he was in the Church of Jesus Christ Christian, Aryan Nations for, 40, 50 years, correct? 60
correct.
Years.
Yes.
So he'd been essentially he was a contemporary of your father's. You know, so he'd been contemporary of Butler's and Ray Red. You know, he knew and helped Ray Redfern and Morris Collette, correct?
That's true.
So pretty well, he's been around since long before Jeremy Visser ever showed up.
Yep.
I mean, I've been going ahead, and I've listened.
Incidentally, I'll add this guy doesn't care for Brian Wright at all. He had the same assessment that you did. He was a pretty smarmy individual.
Yeah, he's a smarmy bastard. It's pretty well what I said here. I mean, smarm is like, you know, with evil people, smarm is like a snail. I mean, just like a slug needs slime, so does these evil mamsers need smarm. Every time I smell smarm from a wigger or a mamser, I know I'm dealing with an evil creature.
I just noticed here on the internet, Jeremy Visser posted a comment on your talk sheet thread there.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine by me. I don't really care.
Mm-hmm. Well,
he's
claiming that his membership and everything's up 2,000%. You know, he's got
2,000%.
Yeah.
So. This buddy from Dog, you piece of shit. I don't know who guest number 7 is. Oh, well, you have some idiots.
This is a comment. You know, he has to call you molesting Marty, you know, and he says that you're simply insane. He said,
usage
is up 2,000%, and we've had 15 new signups since banning Marty last week.
Well, it's fun for me. I mean, 2,000 more sock puppets. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta wonder why these people end up going ahead and thinking. I mean, you know, look, Mister. I mean, I've listened to some of your sermons. Well, no, I really listened to the ones where you were explaining why you couldn't get around along with all these other people. It don't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen to Jeremy Visser's sermons here.
Got
I mean,
it's more
like
Jimmy Swagger.
So I like listen to Jimmy Swagger talk about the joys of married love. And about all it ends up doing is that about the world's ugliest prostitute ends up getting hosed off here, you know, when old Jimmy gets done masturbating. Same way with Jeremy Visser.
You read my post, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, Visser, I mean, you speak real good, but the thing about it is that when it's said by a liar and a thief, it's sort of like going ahead and eating a sugar-coated dog turd. I mean, you know, once you get past all the sugar and fluff, there ain't much there.
No.
I mean, what good does it do? I mean, what good do you do, Jeremy? Really? I mean, I wish that you just simply resigned, like, on 9/9/09. And the thing about it is that I have no idea how many. I go ahead and I see more sock puppets.
But you, Martin, you encouraged him to continue on.
Well, yeah, I sort of screwed up. What happens is that, you know, this might be scrubbed, but him and Fruit Loop, if him and Fruit Loop ain't the same sort of critter, ain't the same critter. You know, Meth Cooper and Fruit Loop may be the same critter, but the thing about it is that they were worried and pissing and moaning about Russian porn spammers getting on and screwing with their forum. And I went ahead and said, look, what you got to do is you go ahead and set to where they can't post unless you've approved their membership. And old Fruit Loop goes ahead and says, you saved our board. Okay, I saved your board. I saved your forum for you. But, you know, the thing is, Fruit Loop, is that, look, you go ahead and tell me a child molester all you want. I mean, you criminals act like I'm going to go ahead and fold when I've had no deal with you stupid criminals. You know, pretty well, you go ahead and accuse me of being a child molester without any proof, which is what Zog did. Zog destroyed my family. So I don't see anything wrong with going ahead and grabbing your children and squeezing their nuts until they claim that you molested them and then making you bite off your spawn's testicles while they scream, don't, daddy, don't. I don't care. I hate you people. I hate you bail priests. And essentially what it boils down to with me is you're either on the side of Yahweh and the freedom of Yahweh's people, or you're not. You're a thieving mamzer. And if you choose evil, I have nothing but death to give you. I swore an oath to Yahweh on the day that my grandchildren were taken screaming and crying from their homes that I would send Yahweh, I would go ahead, make you criminals and your spawns be sent screaming to hell. And I have no intention of being forsworn by my oath. When I go up to run for United States Senate, I'm going to tell them that my dream is to have, throughout the Zogland, all these cities burning. And, all, you know, pretty well, the streets be filled with dead Whiggers, Mamzers, and Jews. And the difference between me and my idiot competitors who are running for United States Senate is that their policies are going to do the same thing as my policies. It's just that I'm honest about it. At least I know that my policies will go ahead and create that. What happens, your idiot policies are going to create too, because you're going to go ahead and destroy. You have destroyed the tax base. And just like this guy, Carl Denninger from MarketTicker.org, I urge people, if they want to go ahead and see what's actually going on, go ahead and read Carl Denninger, because he's pointing out that math don't lie. If you end up having higher debt than, you know, any possibility of ever repaying it, sooner or later that debt isn't going to be repaid because there's a cash flow problem. And if you go ahead and you take away all the Whiggers' Social Security and Medicaid and the rest of the stuff here, well, guess what? They won't have any reason to go ahead and support the government no more. Why support a government which went ahead and allowed Jew banksters to go ahead and rip them off? So essentially, we're coming to the end of the stuff here, and, you know, look, Jeremy, just like I explained on, you know, Chris and Danny, realities on the ground. You know, there's not a hundredth of the people that Wesley Swift had in his church that's above ground, Chris and Danny, anymore, is there?
No. According to Fruit Loop, you're a lying scumbag.
Fruit Loop? Oh, yeah. Look, Fruit Loop, I caught you lying. I caught you going ahead and conspiring with Brian Wright. And all you could do is go ahead and yap about how, you know, Fruit Loop was, Brian Wright was one of my sock puppets. Well, guess what? You can go ahead and scrub all the forums you want. You can go ahead and hide the information you want. All it does is reveal that you're a liar. When you yap about slander, you sound just like Clint Downey. How dare you slander me? What a Christian identity are going to go ahead and save me? Well, you don't want to go ahead and save Clint after she went ahead and turned on you and kicked your ass out. You loved what I said about Clint. You have sermons about what, you know, you and Michael Burke said about Clint. And in case you want to go ahead and get rid of them, you go ahead and get rid of them. But guess what? They're saved on people's hard drives. The thing about it is you've been caught as a liar. You've been caught as a wannabe thief. And the thing about it is that I don't care how many. You can have about four or five idiot mamzers and wiggers going ahead and telling you that you're the greatest, Jeremy. You're the greatest. But the thing about it is who benefits? Who benefits? I mean, after Jimmy Swaggart got caught, contributions went down quite a bit. Now, there will always be fools who will support you, and there's always all that's going to support you. But for all practical purposes, you've pretty well lost it. I mean, you might as well go ahead and give it up, Jeremy. There's no sense in it. There's no future in it. You can go ahead and smarm, you can go ahead and live. It don't really matter, does it?
Jeremy's caught dead to rights, ain't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He's screwed. And so what happens to all these idiots? They're whining because I got a charter. Look, Jeremy, I wish you'd have simply got a charter from the state of Georgia and not be trying to steal Morris Gillette's church. You know what I mean? You can go ahead. You can go ahead and get Sci-Fi. You and Sci-Fi and James Wickstrom and Dan Johns. You can go ahead and excommunicate me if you want, but it don't matter because none of you have any moral, you have any moral capital at all. You know what I mean? People will be laughing their heads off. But anyway, Jeremy, you just go ahead and call me Marty the Molester here, and then figure out which way your relative you want to go ahead and have eat their nuts. Because you could keep your, you know, because you could go ahead and keep from being a vicious little animal when you got caught. I mean, you act like I've never seen a criminal before. I got locked up with them for 3.5 years. To you criminals, everybody is guilty. Everybody except them is guilty. What happens, they were such criminal geniuses that the cops went ahead and violated the law in order to go ahead and catch them. You know, I mean, the prisons are filled with criminal geniuses like you and, you know, Brian Wright. Brian Wright's family, another bunch of mammoth criminal geniuses. You, you're just another criminal genius too, you hear me? Who do you think you're kidding? You've been on my show, and the reason you've been on my show is because you're scared. Because you're caught. There's nothing for you there. Well, it looks like guest number 7 has left the chat. Yeah, I guess guest number 7 was old Jeremy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, Jeremy, have it your way. But in any case, that's what I got to go ahead and laugh about.
Anyway, I all think they're geniuses. I mean, you know, it's you know,
well, they're geniuses. Little... They wouldn't have got caught, would they?
Mm-hmm. It's like Brian Wright. You know, he's made all these challenges to me. Well, he's the one with my address. I take notice of the last year he's never showed up here.
That wouldn't be smart of him, now, would it? That wouldn't be smart, would it?
I don't know. He's going to get hurt.
He's
made this stupid challenge. You know, I was supposed to agree to box him in some MMA-sanctioned, you know, where he held all the cards and all of his skinhead rabble were there, you know.
Well, that was way back when he had skinhead rabble.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, the skinhead rabble, like Randy Krieger, probably said, "Don't you be taking my name in vain. I don't want to fight with the Christian Dandy people. Don't you be taking my, you know, name in vain, you short, fat, little, you know, flat-eyed Duke Mamzer." You know what I mean? Did you notice that when we first ran him off, he invoked Crew 38?
Oh, yeah.
But when he came back in April of last year, he was no longer invoking Randy Krieger's name in vain.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. Answer, Randy Krieger said, "Look, you little flat-eyed Duke Mamzer piece of shit, don't be using my name in vain when you go ahead and fight with the Chris Sandetti people." I mean, you and me both got on Volksfront, spying on old Ryan Wong.
Yeah.
And I went ahead and seen what passed for Chris Sandetti among. It was some guy in Florida who claimed to be head chaplain for for Duke's Front.
He was as wishy-washy and unstable in his beliefs as, Brian Wright is. Brian Wright went from being, supposedly Christian identity to being, another one of Wotan's, living prophets, just like
Reverend Mongoloid?
Yeah, like Mongoloid. The only difference is at least Mongoloid's honest about it.
Yeah,
Mongoloid wants you to send him money, you know, and,
worship him!
To worship him, yeah.
He's got 200 IQ!
Mm-hmm. Well, at least he's honest about it.
Yeah.
See, Mongoloid worships himself. He cut out the middleman.
He cut out the middleman. You know what happens if you want to go ahead and send me money so you can worship me too? Well, that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
Mongoloid got 200 IQ. Just ask Mongoloid. Well, I think old Mongoloid's probably in a nut house in Pennsylvania, is what I think, because he spent some time in nut house, you know, when he was awaiting trial. And I mean, he's just like Cain and the rest of them here. They have real rich, successful fathers, and then they end up having some version of autism, which makes them totally socially inept here. I have a sock puppet called John Q. Wigger, who's only half as smart as Mongoloid, but told Mongoloid that he wouldn't be going ahead and, you know, create any more cougar pussy for Mongoloid since he shot, you know, the first cougar pussy in the face here. I mean, you don't go ahead and be shooting all that cougar pussy in the face here. You be nice to them MILFs. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this sort of thing is going to go ahead and have old Visser pissing and moaning. But I don't know if this is going to end up going ahead and create or not. But look, Jeremy, you're busted. That's your problem. You got caught. And it don't matter how much you scrub or hide, you know, the evidence. I mean, you're caught.
He's trying to pull a Bill Clinton. He's trying to pull a Bill Clinton on us, and so far he's not been as as smart about it as Bill was.
Well, old Bill. I mean, what happens? At least Bill did a lot more for the people of Zogland than old what Jeremy's doing for, you know, even the idiots who remind on Pisser Center here. Look, I run a forum. I've run forums ever since, you know, they had them. You know, first one in 1997. But I've been on list servers. And the reason I've been on list servers is that I write something that's interesting here. If you don't have anybody who's writing anything good, you don't have a stem. All you have is just, yeah, sort of an empty shell. Not anybody can go ahead and afford video. I mean, just like this Pastor Weissman. Anybody who wants to, just like you, Jeremy, you can go ahead and set up a PHTBB forum for free. You know, that's what gets me about old Liability Clueless. One of the things that was offered on his old PHTBB forum was spend $4,500 a semester at a seminary for, you know, you'd have to pay for six semesters. So here you were going ahead and paying, let me see, eight, you're paying $25,000 for a seminary degree. Look, Liar Bill, all you had to do was drive 300 miles here, 300 miles back. All you had to do was go ahead and preach like you said you would. Bertrand Comparay. I mean, you're a live sack of wigger shit when you say that. I told you to hate, you know, to hate Debbie Downey and Mark Downey. You went ahead and posted, Mark Downey wouldn't help me out. You wouldn't do this here. Well, look, you know, Mark Downey has something better to do than wipe your ass, Wild Bill. He's too busy, you know, licking old Clint's twat here to be, you know, to be running around wiping your ass. He's too busy being a bell priest. It would have been a whole lot easier if you'd have just simply, you know, for yourself, if you'd simply gone down to, old Clunt and, whatever, and begged him to go ahead and make you a minister of, you know, of Downey's. And then what happens is that you would be betraying old Downey. Not me. You know what I mean? You should have done that here. But the thing about it is, look, Lie Bill. I mean, you're just like Robert Friend says. 60% of the population are so screwed up in the head that they're worthless. And they're usually harmless as long as you don't have nothing to do with them. But I was stupid enough to go, well, no. I mean, shoot, it don't matter. I mean, I've always urged that, you know, that the pastorship of the body of Christ be as wide as possible. Here you were whining about I went ahead and ordained James Detmer and made him Bishop of Fulton. Well, guess what? James was nutty as hell. Yeah, he killed his daddy with a claw hammer, but guess what? James Detmer has never betrayed me. I tell him, look, James, since you don't know anything about Chris and Danny, just keep your mouth shut. Go ahead and help me fight Zog. Well, James Detmer does it. So, hey, he made a far better, far more loyal pastor of mine than you ever did. You know what I mean? I imagine my poopy dog would make a better pastor than Jeremy Visser because at least poopy dog is honest. Still there, John?
Yes. I'm still here, just listening.
I mean, what happens is Pastor James Detmer, Bishop of Fulton, why, He's done the nuts a little bit of help by going ahead and suing Zog in conjunction with me, but what happens is James has done actually a little bit of good. He certainly hasn't done Chris Sandetti any harm, has he?
No.
No. You don't hear no stupid crap coming out of Jay Stetmer's mouth, do you?
No.
I told him that since he knows anything about Chris Sandetti, just to shut up. Not say anything. And, you know, that way he can go ahead and run around with half a beard and try to go ahead, make the two psychiatrists not give him dope that he don't really want to take. You know what I mean? Just the dope that he needs to take. So, James, I mean, James is a friend of mine. James has always been loyal to me. James was a true friend when I was in the nut house. He went ahead and let me read his Wall Street journals. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, hey, you know, he's my best pick so far to be a pastor and a bishop. Hasn't caused near as much trouble as Jeremy Visser, or Bill DeClueless. Far more honest. It's a hell of a deal with people who want to go ahead and murder their father with a claw hammer are far more moral. the so-called Chris Sandetti pastor, say it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I wonder if that's...
We've discussed this before. It's, this isn't just an isolated case. I mean, we've encountered, several Anglo-Mestizos that act more white than the average Wigger. Even the Wiggers in CI.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was on stumbling radio, and the guy there, he's a mestizo of some sort, but at least he doesn't mind being mestizo. He don't want to pretend to be a white man. He ain't like Pinocchio Jew, i.e., Brian Wright. Pinocchio Jew, you so much want to go ahead and be blonde and blue eyed, but instead you're just an ash black headed, bald headed. Little fat, scruffy prison mamser.
It's kind of hard to get past them slant eyes and that scraggly,
right,
Asian-looking beard, huh?
Well, I went ahead on my old PHPBB form here. That's what's on the signature line, is that Hittite prince, with the slant eyes like Brian Wright. I mean, that's right. That's right next to him is little Gorda, Bonnie. And what I end up saying is that, shoot, I said, can you see the family resemblance? look, Pinocchio Jew. You're not fooling anybody.
No, Pinocchio Jew. He still swears up and down that Pastor Weissman is my son.
Well, Pastor Weissman, I don't know. Pastor Weissman wanted his name changed, and I don't know. Pastor Weissman got a little bit too squirrely for even me to handle, so. Essentially, I went ahead and showed Pastor Weissman he wants to be a forum administrator, so I went ahead and, pointed him out to where he can go ahead and get a free PHPBB forum, and he can run it any way he wants. He can go ahead and have it free. He has his own free PHPBB forum, and he can go ahead and run it, have it served free. You know what I mean? Just like Visser does. Just like Visser did. Well, hey. I mean, shoot, maybe you'll grow up and be something worth a while, or maybe you won't. I don't know. You see, the way of Yahweh is the way of freedom. See, the fact of the matter is the reason you don't go ahead and smoke all the dope and get drunk all the time is because when you're a white man, you don't want to. You don't like going ahead and going out and smoking lots of dope and getting drunk and screwing whores or doing anything like that, do you, John?
No.
Well, they're into me here. Now, when I was younger, I mongered a few whores. Yeah, I got drunk. I never did get into smoking nigger weed. I mean, the smell, the secondhand smell from that crap sort of made me sort of have a headache. So I never did see what the love of it was for, but, I mean, when you're young, you end up having a bunch of urges, I mean, thank God I never screwed no niggers or mamsers. At least none that I knew of.
You know, I mean, they're all able to pass for white. You know, I may have screwed a few ugly whores. You know, because of that left of them, maybe, you know, maybe they weren't being used as hard here as the pretty whores, but, you know, on the other hand, all the whores I screwed were, you know, were white. And it ain't like I went ahead and did in this country here, but over, you know, in Europe when I was in the army. So, no, I mean, you know, I mean, you know, what happens when you're young, you don't go ahead, you don't go ahead and all the gear always think with the head atop your shoulder.
That's true.
But, you know, I mean, what happens is that some of the stupid shit that you did when you were younger, you put away here. Just like Paul says, when I was a child, I did childish things. But when it comes time to take on the burden of being a man, you set aside the childish things. You don't do them no more. But what you don't do is you don't go ahead and try to set yourself up as a dictator over the rest of Christian Israel.
Oh, Fruit Loop, he's crying at, about sock puppets. He replied to Obadorker over there that it gets confusing. He says, because Marty has sock puppets for almost every genuine member here.
I have sock puppets here. I call Fruit Loop Visser. I call Fruit Loop Visser. I got Meth Goober Visser, you know, which is for Jeremy. I have Obadorker. You know, that was an early one. I have Juice the Juiced. I have Visser's little, sock puppet, you know, Pastor Fuzz, aka Bell Pickle, you know, William Strokes here. I might go ahead and create a few more. I mean, there's plenty of Russian porn spammers who try to go ahead and get on my forum. And
yeah, he's also crying because he says you have a so-called Billy Wood posting at your board, so.
Well, yeah. I went ahead and created Brian Wright. Billy Wood sock puppets, one of them.
And he said that they're still rooting out the many sock puppets he refers to you as molesting Marty has here.
Well, okay.
Like sperm front hoggis, column, etc. He's claiming
people were laughing. I had sperm front refugee was another one of my sock puppets, but essentially, well, they love my sperm front hoggis.
Mm-hmm. Well, this column that he's claiming that is you, you know, just like Brian Wright was claiming that Weissman is me, you know.
Yeah,
column,
well,
I think is a Jew.
Who?
You know, I think this column is a Jew that registered.
Well, column's a Jew. I mean, I figured out column was a Jew a long time ago. Well, what happens? He's sort of non-Jew like Judenstein. You know what I mean? He loves seeing us Christian and any pastors fight here, but essentially he despises Visser for being a liar and a crook. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, see what happens. You're genuine Jews. They're not able to do anything with people like you and me. Whereas with someone like Visser, well, they realize that Visser is just a crooked piece of shit. They can be bought.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? And then when Visser doesn't go ahead and do like Visser sort of agrees to, because see, what Wiggers do is that it's common that people go ahead and redefine the deals that they make all the time. My brother, he does it all the time. Oh, well, you stole my trailer from me here. I would have never bought that trailer. No. Trailer wasn't offered to you. It was offered to me. What happens is that the deal was, my brother, you know, our mother goes ahead and buys it for $12,000. The thing's worth $16,000. And what happens is he has a house in town. And then he goes ahead and he whines and whines and whines and whines. He's going to let it fall apart until such time I get thrown in jail. And then he puts his girlfriend in. And his girlfriend's in living in it now here. Now old Liebill is the clueless and saying that I'm such a coward that I don't dare get my own property. And what it boils down to is that, look, if I end up having to go ahead and start legal action against my brother, the thing about it is, it's not going to go ahead and end until he loses several hundred thousand dollars, and I don't know if I want to do that. Because, you know, my mother will be affected. So what happens if I go ahead and get the law on my biological brother, my mother will be hurt by it. So maybe, you know, like I said, I said the only thing that's keeping you, you know, from going ahead and enjoying your ill-gotten gains is the fact that I'd rather have you steal it than Zog steal it. You know, second thing is that, shoot, when things fall apart, I'll be able to go ahead and take it from him better than Zog here. All my relatives know that I'm not a child molester, but they do know that I am quite a ruthless man who's not to be messed with. You know, I mean, my own nephew said, Uncle Martin, he never molested anybody. But he's quite capable of killing thousands and millions of people. You know what I mean? You know, that's the same thing, this Larry guy. He was my roommate. He was a pervert who went ahead and had sex with a 6-year-old girl. And I really couldn't understand why, he found 6-year-old, she was built like a full-grown woman. I'm sort of looking, well, how the hell can you mistake the body parts of a 6-year-old girl for a grown woman? But in any case, my main problem is that he loved Jews, and he was a race mixer. You know what I mean? He had a beaner wife, and he used to get all pissed off here. Well, my half-breed children and grandchildren are as good as you. And, well, no, Larry, they're not. They don't belong in this country. But, we almost came to blows over it. You know, he's going to whine. He's going to tell them about how I was worse than Adolf Hitler and, Joseph Stalin, about how I was going ahead and using chaos to go ahead and, build up for a great destruction in this country. And I told Larry, I said, look, Larry, you don't need to go ahead and be a snitch. I mean, shit, I tell these stupid fuckers this all the time. You know what I mean? They've been writing up pages and pages and pages about what a racist, Nazi, hate monger I am. And if I don't go ahead and say anything, then what happens? Well, I'm a criminal. Plot. If I do say something, then I'm obviously a religious nut. So either way, you go ahead and talk to these psychiatric bastards here, you're screwed. But here come these little shitheads, and they go ahead and they use the Jew science to go ahead and, come up with their horseshit about what a crazoid I am, or something like that. Hell, Covington did that shit till his own brother told everybody on the SPLC about what a crazoid Harold Covington was. So then I guess Harold Covington figured out that the Jew science wasn't as good as it's cracked up to be. But no, I mean, these people, they're quick to go ahead and use the Jew science, and they're quick to love the pigs when the pigs go ahead and take away their opposition from them. You know what I mean? Aren't they?
That's true.
You got to worry about your own, you got to worry about members of your own, Matthew 10:36 says a man's enemies will be they of his own household.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember seeing that. I mean, I seen Breaker Morant. I love that picture. Did you ever see Breaker Morant?
Yeah, I don't recall.
Okay, I had Edward Morant, as Breaker, Edward Woodward as Breaker Morant. And what happens, these soldiers are being tried for war crimes, for shooting these Boer prisoners. And it's a hell of a movie. It's probably the best, I think it's the best war movie, dealing with, I think it beat the crap out of A Few Good Men. I think it beat the crap out of the Caine Mutiny.
Mm-hmm.
Breaker Morant did. But in any case, these people, they go ahead and they whine about sock puppets. Look, I only had two sock puppets, and the reason I only had two, well, I only had one sock puppet. And what happens, you can go ahead and get rid of that sock puppet if you want. It don't matter to me. What you end up having, a lot of these sock puppets show up. This Kyle whatever shows up. This latest one with two or three, you're creating your own damn sock puppets. So what you're doing is, like a Jew, you're going in and accusing me.
I got a new one called Ian Taylor, whoever that is. It's something.
That little bastard showed up, and what he did is he went ahead and he took down page 3 of Molesting Marty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now they got it all screwed up. I got to laugh at that. Maybe they were actually telling the truth. But what seemed to me is that what ended up going ahead and being censored was the threads about Sci-Fi, Faber, and Hal Turner. So Sci-Fi was pretty well 4 point with Visser, because Sci-Fi and Visser were plotting to go ahead and kick me out, have me kicked out of the church here. But I sort of think that after what happened with Sci-Fi and Visser, I don't think Visser will be able to go ahead and remove a dog from the ranks of Christian Identity. You know what I mean? Well, he's made a big point. He's going to go ahead and preach with Eli James. And to which I say, who cares? I don't tell Eli James how to run his church. Eli James can associate with Visser all he wants. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if Visser wants to go ahead and screech out my name, to Eli James, that's fine by me. To be honest with you, about the only sermons by Visser I've ever listened to was one or two of his Aryan Nations one way. It was a Sci-Fi Faber. And way back in January of 2009, when he was talking about why he left Jonathan Williams and Michael Burks and the rest of them here, and he said, they weren't with Yahweh. Well, guess what, Visser? You're not of Yahweh either. What happens? You got a whole bunch of new Zogbucks, and you're going ahead and using them Zogbucks, and Zog is trying to go ahead and make you, he went ahead and said the ADL said he was the, premier dual seed like Chris Identity pastor.
Well, he's a ADL and Doris, I'm sure.
I'm sure he is.
The ADL, they would like to define CI and determine who is and who isn't CI.
Oh yeah, they haven't spelled my name. The last time they spelled my name was on May 10th, 2005, when I got arrested falsely for statutory sodomy. These people have all sorts of ideas. They've been watching too many episodes of Oz. What happened was last week, some criminal, some sex offender went ahead and murdered a 14 or 15-year-old girl. And they were saying, why can't the government go ahead and keep their track of them? Well, look, you dumbasses, when you have 750,000 sex offenders, and that term refers to everybody who went ahead and showed their pee-pee, While they're pissing on their garden, and somebody decided to go ahead and charge them with indecent exposure, it has all these 21 and 22-year-old young kids, who decide they didn't want to make their girlfriend pregnant. So what happens is that they went ahead and performed some cunnilingus, and they end up having their little girlfriends perform some fellatio on them. So what happens, they end up having about 4 or 5 counts of statutory sodomy. Those people, I've seen those people in Newton County, and guess what? Yep. They got and received all sex, so therefore they're guilty of statutory sodomy, so therefore they're sex offenders for the rest of their life. Some 22, 23-year-old kid is to be a registered sex offender because he went ahead and gave and received from his little 16-year-old girlfriend oral sex. And that's what Zog Babylon is about. It's about going ahead and criminalizing white men so they can't go ahead and legally own a gun and turn you into a wage and tax slave to where you don't have anything to live for. Look, you go ahead and screw with people who are innocent. Don't come whining when those innocent people decide that you are guilty, your family is guilty, and you need to be destroyed. Look, Sci-Fi. Look, Les Goober. Every single time you call me a child molester here, just go ahead and tell a member of your family or one of your friends that they're going to have to go ahead and eat their kids' testicles, and they're wrong, because you couldn't keep from being a live sack of shit. You people think I'm playing around. Well, I'm not. I got a reputation for being brutal, and the only thing that's going to go ahead and save our race, our species, is absolute brutality. An absolute willingness to go ahead and exterminate anybody who stands against, who stands for Manzers and for Jews here. You have not a leg to stand on. You're not no minister. You're a traitor, Jeremy Visser. Because what happens, you've been caught. You've been caught by, being buddy-buddy with some Manzer who went ahead and said the Wesley Swift and Richard Butler were Manzers. And when you went ahead and allowed that to happen, time after time after time again, guess what? You went ahead and destroyed the very basis of your ministry. And anybody who sticks with you is pretty well destroying the basis of their ministry. You can't say the modern-day founders of Christian identity were Mamzers. You can't go ahead and stick with some Mamzer, Jew Mamzer, who goes ahead and says the Christian identity is a racial fraud. Because if Christian identity is a racial fraud, you've gone ahead and negated the whole purpose of Christian identity as a white man's racial religion. You understand what, you understand what I'm saying, John?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pisser, you stupid fuck guy. What you did is that you went ahead and you took a little shameful, a little buck-toothed chew manzer like Wong, and he went ahead and you're sitting on a limb and like a deranged beaver, he went ahead and he chewed the very limb on which you're sitting on.
Oh, Brian Wright, he's bragging here that, in one of his posts, he bragged that old Morris Dees would personally give him a medal for screwing with us.
Well, I bet old Morris Dees would, but the thing about it is, it's that the Jews try to go ahead and define who Christian identity ministers are. They don't want us defining what Christian identity is, and they don't want us defining who our own ministers are. Yahweh says in Jeremiah 3:15 that he's going to bring his ministers to go ahead and feed his flock. And, the jubiles and the disease sheep and the goats that you end up having on your, on Pisser Cinder, they're not the sheep of Yahweh. They show that they're not. They have no part in Christian Israel. Neither does any Whigger who shows up. Look, Sword Mamzer, maybe you don't like the way the old Theister just did. He might very well have been a Mamzer. But the thing about it is that you don't really have, Yahweh obviously did not care, to save the Russian people from the Jews, did he?
No.
Yahweh let these few commissars and Bolsheviks kill out all these Russian Uyghurs and Mamzers, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh didn't do a single thing about it. So guess what? Maybe that was the role of Yahweh. Why in the world, unless you're a universalist, why in the world should it matter what happens to Uyghurs in Haiti? Answer, it don't. Why should it matter what happens to Mamzers in Russia? It don't. What difference does it make if a earthquake comes by and it goes ahead and kills 200,000 niggers, maybe 800 Uyghurs and Mamzers in Chile, a couple thousand more Turks in Turkey? You end up having these earthquakes happen all over the place. And Yahweh didn't do a single thing to stop it, did he?
No.
So since Yahweh didn't see fit to go ahead and stop it, why should you be getting on me here because I ain't whining about it? Doesn't that make sense? Anyway, I want to go ahead and get on. I want to get on to where, Covington's a little problem.
You sort of know Carol Covington a little bit. I don't know if you know him personally or do you, John?
Say again?
I don't think you know Harold Covington, either personally or anything like that.
No.
But what happens is Covington, he got on to old Fade the Butcher Hunter Wallace's forum. And what happens is Hunter Wallace, Fade the Butcher, and Hunter Wallace ain't his real name. Hunter Wallace is a sock puppet, too, of Fade the Butcher. Fade the Butcher, he's also used quite a few sock puppets in his time as an administrator of Four Fags Thieves. And, Hunter Wallace, he was going ahead and trying to tell idiots that he was George Wallace's grandson, but he wasn't, was he?
No.
No, well, I don't need to go ahead and say what his real name is, but it's not exactly a big secret what his actual name is. But, I don't, I mean, Claptons, you and me sort of like old Fade because when I was saying, you remember when old Fade was saying, well, we ought to go ahead and put you in a, we ought to go ahead and put you, you know, you and Six Killer and Galette, we ought to put you in your own little special, you know, special section here. You know, we ought to put you in your own little gulag. And I said, why don't you call it a gulag? And pretty well, you know, old Fade said, well, yeah, that's what I'm going to call it. So guess who was the first three people in the gulag? You remember?
Yeah, it was us.
Yeah, it was us. But we sort of like old Fade the Butcher because at least he never censored us, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? He sort of kept us like little monkeys in a little monkey cage, and what happens? They throw shit at us, and we throw shit back at them, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And a fine time was had by all, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was the day when Four Fag Thieves was actually the freest place on the Internet. And that's what I'm trying to tell Covington. He's pretty well, you know, I call it Covington's Law of White Nationalist Forums. And what it boils down to is that you go ahead and you get some little wannabe tyrant, and he goes ahead and signs his buddies, and they end up acting like little ass clowns. Yes, you're flame wars. Nothing, you know, nothing worthwhile goes ahead and gets done. And I said that Livstead's corollary to Covington's the Law of White Nationalist Forums is that censorship by Jews is replaced by censorship of Uyghurs, which is true. The reason the Jew-Who groups became irrelevant, you know, sort of like GeoCities, is that Jew-Who just went ahead and censored people. So when people were able to go ahead and get free PHPBB forms, and now they're able to go ahead and get, you know, just like this Wiseman character, I went ahead and directed him over to PHPBB. I said, hey, look, get your own form. You want to be an administrator? Well, guess what? You can go ahead and administrate your own form all you want. See if you can go ahead and get people on it. You know what I mean? Now, the reason I'm on stumbling is that I go ahead and I bring audience share in. Now, most of the audience share is Jews and Fogbox, but I do bring in audience share, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, sir, that's what happens to old Pisser Cinder. I mean, his form's going to be nothing more than a cinder because, you know, who's going to be on it? I mean, pretty well the main talk is pretty well about Marty. Well, sooner or later, that'll go ahead and change, and then it'll just be a burned-out cinder. Over on Pisser's Pissy Palace, I mean, some guy named Richard signed up. He made four new posts. And I guess old Visser or Fruit Loops been listening in because they went ahead and cut on to the RSS feeds here. But anyway, Covington went ahead and got on there, and from what I gather, he got caught using sock puppets. Which is, you know, I mean, he says that he has no sock puppets. Everybody else knows better. I mean, you think Covington uses sock puppets?
Well, I'm sure he does.
He does. And just like I said, I blow off the accusation of sock puppetry because, and I put this in big bold letters, everyone uses sock puppets in a dysfunctional bowel movement. Now me, I use sock puppets mainly to spy. I mean, I'm not going ahead and tell, I mean, what happens to sock puppets I use to spy, you're not going to see them. Because my writing style is distinctive, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. What happens is that Cousin Randy Turner, he has old slow stuff posting all the time, and he sort of figures out that it's old Martin, but Martin is sort of, you know, he's sort of superficially polite. Well, he's not polite, but, you know, he gets around calling old, you know, Cousin Randy a big old faggot here working for me. You know, sometimes he hints it here, but usually what happens is old Cousin Randy don't have no choice. And what happens is that Cousin Slow Scump here, I mean, he's a good friend of mine. You know, he got old Cousin Randy to go ahead and sign the back of a Hastings book receipt. You know, somehow. But anyway, Cousin Slow Scump Turner, you know, he's cousin to Randy Turner here. Him and Yu Lee used to have lots and lots and lots of fun together. But you end up having all sorts of sock puppets. Most of them I use for spying. I mean, at one time, well, you never really were a sock puppet. You were a six killer, and you spied on the NNF for me, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. And then I got out of jail, and I went ahead and bought me a Toshiba computer, and you were tired of being on the NNF, weren't you?
Yep.
So you went, Trader Glenn Miller was in, poor old, and then you went ahead and said something about drunken rats snitching on people, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And you and me, you know, I didn't have my computer locked in, but we were laughing our heads off at old Trader Glenn Miller running around like a poor old crack here whining, you know, sending an abuse complaint to you, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is a half hour after you went ahead and talked about drunken rats, you're running through cases of Jim Beam, you were sent to the Tug Corral, weren't you?
Yeah.
And then I think you lasted about a week or so at the Tug Corral, then you went ahead pretty well. I think you went ahead and asked about where Wizard got his money, from Sergeant Snitch, and you got your ass banned, which is a surefire way to get banned at the NNF is to ask where old Alex Linder gets his money from. I mean, I think Alex Linder gets his money from the same place as old Jeremy Visser does. I think it comes out of Petty Castro of the Department of Zogland Insecurity, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Covington, he's bitching. He's going to go ahead and set up a new Yahoo group. And I'm telling him, John, do that, Covington. You want to go ahead and do that. Just simply go ahead and get on, you have use of some form on my list of the Molson one. You got a brand new PHPB that's pretty good looking called Northwest Front. And, Covington's podcast is the exact opposite of my podcast. Our podcast is just going ahead and yelling and screaming into cell phones to talk to. Covington actually goes ahead and edits his show to where he goes ahead and has 55 minutes of it, don't he?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've listened to it. Covington has a wonderful podcast. Me? Our podcast is whatever the heck we want to say, isn't it?
Yep.
And I think we're going to go ahead and wrap this up because we've been on for, 2 hours. But I went ahead and told them, look, what you need to do is since they're bitching and pissing about sock puppets, just go ahead and post this hell, Covington. And, get on there. And I told them, since old Wiggerswill was claiming that, he got a hold of Covington's letters, I said, look, If you want to set up a Nevada corporation, you have two people, you need a third one here. Tell you what, since I've been honest with old Gillespie Church, and Gillespie Church is, worth $400,000, which is a lot more than anything you ever is going to have worth, Covington. Tell you what, I'm not going to do it because I have my own inheritance here that I got to, say, but Roxy owns half this house, this whole house, and, I posted a picture of my house, and it's a fairly rough-looking house. It sort of looks like Green Acres before the remodeling, and the house across the street at 337 is even rougher-looking. But she owns a fifth of that. I said, look, Harold, if you want, tell you what, go ahead and have her as your third director here until you go ahead and get one of your buddies to go ahead and sign up, and, hey, she'll go ahead and be a third, so you can go ahead and set up a Nevada corporation and tell Wiggerswell and tell Trader Glenn Miller to pound sand up their ass here for all you care. You know what I mean? Because essentially what happens is Roxy will do what I tell her to do, and I'll tell her to do whatever you want, Covington. I mean, shit. If you want to get somebody else as director later on, well, you go ahead and you do that. No big deal. Just as long as it don't cost Roxy no money and don't take any time. You know what I mean? See, Roxy's the director of my church. Oh. Everything okay over there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You got your puppy dog still up or something?
No.
No. Anyway, I'm glad you could be off from the truck here tonight to go ahead and call me here. Maybe we can go ahead and do another podcast when you're driving. Oh, Ryan Wong is trying to go ahead and convince us that he's up in Coeur d'Alene next to Dave Marley.
You sort of make
wonder if that's a helicopter pilot, and a helicopter pilot can't go ahead and afford to buy a compound up in, Coeur d'Alene, the Sandpoint area. You gotta wonder where old Ryan Wong is, a so-called electrician, gets enough money. Can you say Uncle Dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where we probably got some money here.
Well, he's an unemployed electrician, union electrician now, according to his last statement there. He's drawing Washington unemployment, and I guess it pays well enough for him to do that.
Oh, it does. Unemployed electricians, even employed electricians, they're in my compound, next to Dave Marley, in Sandpoint, Idaho, huh? Maybe sold some oceanfront property in Arizona or something, huh? Maybe some stock at the Brooklyn Bridge. Or maybe what happens, Pinocchio, got a Holocaust reimbursement here from the German government, huh?
Pinocchio, one of those caps like with the little side locks.
I think I'm going to go ahead, maybe you need to go ahead and get rid of your Ryan Wong avatar here so old Ryan Wong can have it all to himself, but I'm going to set up another sock puppet on Christian National Forum called Pinocchio. You know what I mean?
Pinocchio.
Another freaking sock puppet here. Christian National Forum is kind to sock puppets. I mean, every little Russian Jew or Israeli porn spammer here, what happens, I may not let you on the account. I may not let you go ahead and get to post what you want to post here. But don't worry, I'll probably take over your account. You know what I mean?
Well, don't you know, he's busy doing Aryan things because he's
Aryan. Doing Aryan things. Yeah, he's going ahead and looking, trying to find real hard what you look like.
Oh yeah, that's one of his major concerns. I mean, he thinks I'm a bald-headed engine. I mean, you've seen the picture.
He's a bald-headed engine here. Well, I don't know. When you go ahead and get scalped, by some blonde guy. With a full head of hair, I mean, I guess you'll never see it coming, will you, Walker?
Guy's an idiot. He thinks that my mother's of Swedish and Dutch ancestry. I mean, there's not an ounce of Indian blood in me.
Well, my butts came over from Sweden and from Prussia. There's some who've been here supposedly since the Revolutionary War, but that was the Jenny Irish side of the family, and I really ain't too crazy about them.
Of course, sometimes I tease my mom. I tell her, if I was my dad's ancestors, I would have barred any of the immigrants from coming here.
Well,
I'd especially have thanked the damn Irish.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. The Norwegians that went east here didn't much care for the hybrid niggers. The Swedes and pretty well my Schmidt ancestors said Asia begins on the east bank of the Oder, even though they lived 8 miles inside the Oder, because they lived, they were Prussians. Prussians and Polacks have lived together for centuries. Usually the Prussians and Polacks didn't much care for each other. And I don't know, I went ahead and some of the Poles, they might very well be Adamites, and they might very well be that. And Felix Drzezinski, to be honest with you, what with his eyes, he looks a lot like Brian Wright, you know what I mean?
Yes, I was thinking the same thing. The nose and the eyes. You're exactly right.
Rob's nose and eyes. It sort of looks a lot like Brian Wright. That was mentioned here.
He does. Exactly. He looks a lot like Brian Wright.
Around the eyes, anyway. Yeah, I don't know about the nose, but it looks a lot. Around the eyes, old Felix looks a lot like Brian Wright. And think about it, you know. No, it's sort of, you know, it looks a lot like Pinocchio here, right?
Pinocchio.
Son
of a bitch has a big long nose and them slant eyes. I mean, you had one of those caps like they wear with the side locks, and old Pinocchio fit right in.
Well, what I'm going to do is that there's a picture of Pete Peters wearing a skull cap. I'm going to go ahead and find that because old Fruit Loop, he likes going ahead and taking a picture of Pete Peters. So what happens, I'll go ahead and take a picture of Pete Peters with a skull cap. And, so that's Fruit Loop Visser here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll find something here for Meth Goober Visser. Or, you know, Meth Goober Visser. Anyway. these people are so freaking stupid.
Picture of Van Gogh.
they're so freaking silly that you gotta laugh your head off at some of them here. I mean, they're so ridiculous. Some of the conversations we've had over the years, it'd be hilarious here. But anyway, with Covington, I go ahead and I urge him to simply go ahead and get away from using the Juhu groups, because these secret Juhu groups, they're not Google searched here. Whereas you go ahead and you post in these forums. You know, if they're owned by you and you post on your blogs, what happens? You got some dedicated people. Now, old April, we've made fun of old Camel Toe April. You know what I mean? But old Camel Toe, she seems to, you know.
Pictures made April.
Well, whatever. We ought to be nice to old April, because at least what happens is now that she got a little bit of sense on her here, she's learned to go ahead and, you know, keep her legs together except for her lawful husband. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And she was yapping about Wiggerswills. That old Wiggerswill still ain't got over the fact she dumped his worthless ass. That's what she said. Let me see if I can see it here. Hackney's three signatures here. 2 days ago, April, senior manager. See what happened? She has her latest little female wiglet here. She squeezed out a bunch of girls here. I don't think she squeezed out anymore, did she?
I think so.
But anyway, she has her latest little, you know, wiglet here from a couple years ago. You know, she's a good little mother here, but, you know, I mean, but now she knows she has more of a cat, you know, she has a catcher's mitt instead of a camel toe. But anyway, Glenn, I don't have to defend myself against accusations of my pathetic ex-boyfriend who still can't get over me dumping his sorry ass. The fact that he is jealous, I've done more for white nationalism than past few years he has accomplished his whole pathetic life. It's not even debatable. Just do a friggin' Google search. No one writes about him but you, because he is no longer of any consequence. Oh, and by the way, those of you who don't agree with the whole idea of Northwest migration, don't come. Well, look. You know, look here. Like, I get along with you because, you know, especially, you know.
That's kind of like the same analogy. If you don't like what Lindstedt has to say, don't read what he writes.
Don't listen to this podcast. But you fucktard, if you're going to be listening to this yet, you're going to go ahead and post it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether you're going to post it to you, but I mean this, you know, this little sock puppet of pissers here, this Reverend William Strokes here. He reminds me a lot of this guy named Reverend Templeton. And Angus used to call him Simpleton. And I'd write about simple leg, dope out old Dale Priest here. And that stupid fuck would go ahead and take it from Zog's War, which was a Jew group at the time here. So I ran Christian Nationalists in Zog's War.
And Christian Nationalist, it's still up, but, you know, I've lost control of it here. There's this guy named Hensel who posts his daily prayer, and it's still up there. So you can go ahead and get old stuff from it. But Zog's War got chew-hooed. But, you know, old Simpleton would go ahead and post all this Lindsteadism here. I mean, it'd just be freaking mean. And he'd post it, and then old Klont and, you know, her meerkat and, you know, Nimala and Andy would go ahead. Oh, it's awful. It's awful. It's sort of like, I went ahead and compared it to, I once had this cat, you know, that I called Stupid. And old Stupid went ahead and found a big old catfish head that somebody cut off here. They cleaned the catfish and they left this big old catfish, you know. It must have been for about a 10, 15 pound channel cat. But old Stupid drugged this channel cat's head home. Or the flathead, he was a channeler flathead catfish. And, old Stupid, what he liked is he liked not only eating on the head of this catfish, he liked rolling around in it. And that pretty well stunk up everybody because, you know, I mean, Stupid wasn't fun to play with when he smelled like a dead fish head. You know what I mean? And maybe Stupid was smart enough to figure it out here. You know, my mother would ask, well, why do you call Stupid? I said, well, I named him after you. You know what I mean? But, I was a mean little kid. But, what happens is old Templeton, he'd go ahead and he'd bring, you know, one of my gems, over, and they'd go ahead and fuss and piss and moan over it. And what happens is that, you know, the current fuckers don't have any more sense either, do they?
No.
They gotta go ahead, I mean, you know, here comes Visser, and essentially Visser's screaming and hollering and acting like a total, you know, ass clown. He goes ahead and he posts it. And that ended up going ahead and giving me the notion of, you know, announcing the movement turn number 8, which is this program. You know, the thing about it is when you went ahead, I mean, you know, look, Jeremy, we got tired of your thieving ass. We got tired of your thieving ass and Pinocchio Jew. We got tired of Brian Wright and Billy Wood. We got tired of him going ahead and claiming everybody's a Mavser. But yeah, I'm including Wesley Butler, you know, Wesley Swift and Richard Butler. And we got tired of your worthless Stephen ass going ahead and looking, you know, making sure you look good while you went ahead and denigrate everybody. You know what I mean? You know, maybe, you know, since you're with Eli James here, maybe you need to go ahead, maybe old slow fly Eli needs to go ahead and ask you, why are you allowing your dirty little Mamser to call me a Mamser? Why are you allowing that? Look, Jeremy, you're a treacherous sack of shit. I don't want anything more to do with you. I mean, that would be a smart thing to do. You know, but look, Eli James, I mean, I don't really care what you say. I don't really care what you do. You run your own program your way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've listened and, you know, John Gerhardt sent me some of your sermons. Especially having to do with economics and milk. You make perfect sense, Eli. You know, but, to be honest with you, I haven't listened to very many of your sermons, and probably you haven't listened to mine. Well, it's fine. I mean, there's plenty of people out there. These people act like, oh no, what happens is Lindstedt has taken away some of my sheep in Missouri. No, I'm not. They weren't your sheep. Anybody wants to listen to me can listen to me. If they don't want to listen to me, then they don't have to. I'm not the one trying to tell, you know, Christian Israelites what to do. All these Mansers and Wiggers, they're trying to go ahead and get something. They're the ones who's going ahead and telling white Christians what to do. Such a deal. What do you need these people for? I mean, you know, essentially what I've tried to do is I've tried to go ahead and work with the last with Jeremy, you know, Jeremy Visser, but, you know, I got tired of going ahead and pretty well, you know, what I read, they're pretty well here, you know, here's Fruit Loop Visser going ahead and offering Brian Wright, a membership after he's gone ahead and says, well, let's kick out Pastor John Britton and go ahead and install, you know, Visser. And he goes in and offers a forum to go ahead and do that. I pretty well decide, hey, that's enough. That's enough here. I'm not going to go ahead and allow somebody to steal something from Morse Collette and screw over my best friend here, who I asked to go ahead and deliver Galette's church in, you know, fine condition. I'm not going to put up with this shit no more. At the soonest available opportunity, I'm going to get rid of you. Well, the problem of it is that Galette's church was up for renewal, and I couldn't go ahead and, you know, do a divorce because maybe you people be nosing around. So I played nice. And then I found out that you were plotting with Sci-Fi Faber to go ahead and kick me out, which goes to show that you're really not only a mealy-mouthed bastard, but you're a treacherous son of a bitch, Jeremy. You know what I mean? And you felt that Visser didn't much care for you the entire time that you've known him, haven't you?
Yeah, the entire time. It's been no secret on my part. I've seen, you know. He's pretty self-serving.
Yeah, he's self-serving. I mean, you know, and probably the reason he didn't care for you because he was plotting to go ahead and steal Galette's church out from under you the entire time. So, hey, it's sort of hard to be nice to somebody you're plotting to steal from, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go ahead and, you know, you got to go ahead and think that the person you're going ahead and trying to cheat doesn't deserve what you're trying to cheat them out of. You know what I mean?
And that basically hurt him parrot some of the same stuff that Brian Wright said.
Well, yeah. They've been dancing with each other for 6 years. Look,
oh, yeah.
Jeremy, you can go ahead and scrub that away, but guess what? I have a screenshot. And I haven't got around to fight, you know, this lie about how I censored myself. No, Fruit Loop. It says you deleted post number 19. You know what I mean? It says you deleted a post. So, I mean, you know, I mean, you people are caught. You're caught liars. You're caught thieves. How many more thieves and liars does Christian Israel need?
None.
None. So they certainly don't need you, Jeremy.
With allies like them, they you know, we damn sure don't need any more enemies.
Yeah. I mean, this is what old James the Jew says here. I mean, here's a Jew. My God tells me here that, you know, I'm better than you dog people here, and what you have is going to be mine. I'm following the will of God. Here you come, Judas the Jew. I get to interpret what God's will is. God tells me what to do. And what happens, what God told me what to do is to go ahead and make you do what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that about the size of it?
It's pretty much the size of it.
Yeah, then mine twat comes in and says, I support Judas the Jew 100%. I'm sure you do. Look, you showed up. You know, both of you worthless bastards showed up 2 months ago. And you're going to go ahead and tell someone who's been in, you know, has been in the church for his entire life and someone who has been in a leadership position for 16 years, what to do? I don't think so. The fact of the matter is that politically, you don't have any leg to stand on. You know, John has a, you know, family legacy of service to Christian Israel. Me? I have 16 years of service to Christian Israel. And I've run smarter, worthless bastards than you off before. I ain't do it again. Like I told Judas the Jew, no, I'm going to ridicule you. You know what I mean? The way you're whining like a pussy that I revealed your name. Look, Jews, look, Wiggers, look, Mamsers. Something, you know, nothing doesn't defeat something here. I was in the movement here before the days of the Internet, just before the days of the Internet. And guess what? Back in the old days, if you wanted to be a leader, you had to go ahead and show your face. You had to go ahead and reveal your name. You had to show your picture so people could go ahead and see what they look like. Now, when they look at my picture, they see someone with blue eyes, someone who has a full head of hair who usually doesn't bother combing it, and I don't bother combing it. I mean, hey, I already got me some pussy. I don't need to go ahead and, you know, capture any more. You know what I mean? I'm satisfied with what I got, so, hey, I don't need to go ahead and doll up for any of you idiots. Ain't that my size of it?
I guess it's about the size of it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not looking for any other, I'm not looking for any other women. So why in the world should I go ahead and doll up for any of you? You know what I mean? I mean, there was this one guy, yeah, he was a lineman. And what happens is that he went ahead and said, well, anytime I go next to, you know, Hugh Emerson, you know, I call him Baby Hugh, he goes ahead and he looks at me like he smells something bad. And I said, well, look, you got to understand this, Bill. This Baby Hugh, he's a faggot. Him and his butt buddy Andy Shirky here, what happens is they're fucking each other up the ass all the time and licking their, you know, poop off each other's peckers. So what happens is here you are, you're just a peasant compared to them. So, hey, you smell pig shit. So what happens, the same shit that they love licking off each other's peckers, you know, their own shit off each other's peckers, well, that's good to them, but guess what? You're just a dirty peasant here, so you smell like pig shit to them. So naturally enough, you go ahead, they go ahead and look down your nose, but guess what, Bill? I wouldn't worry about what these people like or don't like. You know, who cares what faggots like? Who cares what Jews like? Who cares what Wiggers like? Who cares what Mamsers like? Who really cares? You know, in the words of a Christian identity sage, you know, if old Judas the Jew went up to him here and said, you need to do this, you need to do that. Well, what he'd do is he'd go ahead and bitch slap that old cunt and send him to go ahead and be rabbit fucked by the niggers. And I'll let somebody figure out which great Christian identity sage said that. You know. But I told that Christian identity sage that you oughtn't to say that out in public here because I'm the Christian identity pastor who swears like a trooper. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway. Look, people,
yes.
if you don't like what's being said on this, you know, episode number 8 of the Movement Turd, don't listen to it. But guess what, Visser? I mean, it don't really matter what you want. Time will slip you by.
You're the pastor to the profane.
I am, yep. I'm the pastor of the profane. Whereas I said before, that's better than being the bell pickle, you know, bell pickle of the Zoglings, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh,
yes,
they... Guest 8. Oh, these idiots have no clue. Freehostia.com. First time here, but guess what this show is about? Racist slander, I guess. Patriot, retards, stuttering fools. Like with the KKK. What happens? You have these tards, they show up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Visser doesn't drop names. You guys are so great. You need some weed. I told you to see. Visser doesn't drop names. Visser isn't on YouTube, hopefully. That's potential rape. I don't know. Oh, well. Anyway, here. Oh, okay. If somebody imitating William Fink here and yapping this shit here. Anyway. Well, it looks like, these characters have showed up here, but, in case. Doesn't really matter what these people want. The answer is it doesn't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're here. They won't be here. I mean, I've seen so many of these people come and go, and they're not, you know, they're not here for long. They're gone. You know what I mean? So, anyway, there's all sorts of people go ahead and pretend to be Christian identity, but, you know, they don't belong in Christian identity, and they're gone. And what happens, you see these people, and they're not here forever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're usually gone.
soon enough.
So, anyway, I think we pretty well, covered everything. Oh, by the way, Trader Glenn Miller, he's been on the local news. And what I probably need to do is say is that, look, this so-called racist here is just nothing more than a rat.
He's just another dog false front.
He's just another dog false front here. The thing about it is if you listen to the Flying Bastard, Matrix, and you follow them, he'd turn on you. He'd send you to, he'd turn on you. He'd send you to prison. You know what I mean? That's one of the things I'm sort of proud of is nobody who was in my militia ever went to jail.
Mm-hmm. Well, Admin's bragging over at Advisors that they've hidden your embarrassing posts from public view.
Hmm? Well, the thing about it is they can go ahead and browse about it. I haven't read anything about it. The thing about it is that I still have a form. I still have a subform there. I think it's pretty well kept this side of the agreement. Anybody who wants to go ahead and read those posts, it's essentially, what happens to these secret forums I found out over the years, these secret forums end up having more more. If you have a secret forum, you're going to end up having a lot more, customers, because every Zulu Zogbutt, since he wants to go ahead and spy on you, ends up having to sign up. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, that was especially bad, at Holy Wars. When Holy Wars was on its final legs, there was only Clunt and her Meerkat and Downey and, Andy Anderson and Richard Nimoy and maybe Maggie every so often and one or two others. There was hardly anybody there, but what happens, they ended up having 129 people signed up. Well, guess what? Three of them were me. Two of them were Hengist. And I have no doubt that, all the people who got banned went ahead and signed up as well to find out what was being said about them. And what they do is it'd just be like what happened over on, Pisser's Cinder. What happens is every single one of them, they're going ahead and seeing what I'm posting about them. And then they're reacting to it. You know what I mean? If that forum became a quote secret forum, they'd be happy. But they'd still be signing on to go ahead and spy. So as it is, they don't have to sign up. They can go ahead and read everything. Yeah, pretty much everything, except what's in, what's in the secret forum, the secret admin or moderator's forums. But, they can go ahead and read whatever they wanted to. But, no, and they can go ahead and post, and they can go ahead and, unlike them, I go ahead and put the links on there so they can go ahead and quote whatever they want. Now, usually they don't go ahead and quote all of it, even most of it. They go ahead and, take bits and pieces of it. But look, Visser, when you have to go ahead and hide, the parts which go ahead and show that, guess what, Brian Reich has been dancing with you for 6 years. Well, you have to go ahead and hide the part that, guess what? I've been dancing with him for 6 years, and you have to hide it, and then guess what? Martin Lipson is showing a screenshot of what you went ahead and deleted. You don't look smart, do you? And the answer is no. You look like a liar, and you look like a thief, which is what you should look like, because that's exactly what you are, Visser.
Ken looks like old Jimmy Swagger.
Yeah, well, him talking about God Yahweh. You were saying that you couldn't stand, you said that you were getting to where you couldn't stand, look at him any more than I could stand to look at Clinton in the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about it is, though, is now when Clinton's on there and he's talking about forgiveness,
I laughed my head off. And the same thing with old Jeremy Visser. His latest two articles here. I mean, he finally goes ahead and says, Jay, Martin, Jonathan. Well, look, Jay and Jonathan were your buddies. What happens? They were your big asshole buddies. Me? You allow some of you plot to go ahead and kick out. And guess what? You're just going to go ahead and mention my name once? Well, guess what? How many times has your name been mentioned as a liar and a thief? Well, quite a few times. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I can be quite profane, but the thing about it is that somebody went ahead and looked at it, and here's this, sir. 30% of your show is profanity. Well, no. You know, the percentage of my show's profanity isn't even 0.3%. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, these Anglo-Saxon monosyllables, they are Anglo-Saxon monosyllables. They're not G words. It's you people go ahead and make unholy here, and make holy, you want to go ahead and force Christian Israel to go ahead and obey your whims. Not me. Not you.
No.
We've always been for freedom. Because it looks at you, I mean, the law of Yahweh is written on the Christian Israelite's heart. And what happens when we're young, we can go ahead and we can be in rebellion against our father. I was in rebellion against my father. I think you told me a few times that you were in rebellion against your father. I mean, that's the way of young men. They have to go ahead and find out who they are. But, well, when they grow up, they return to Yahweh, just like you did, just like I did. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't go ahead and get drunk. We don't go ahead and, you know, chase whores and sluts. I mean, you know, essentially we're middle-aged men who understand who we are. You know what happens is we are pastors. You know, we are Christian Israel. We act accordingly. And we don't go ahead. I mean, what do you need Jews for to tell you what to do when you have some idiot manager like Judas the Jews come in? What do you need some stupid whigger telling you what to do if you have mind twat telling you what to do? What do you need of transgender, gender bending, VNF twats when you have Obadiah to come on Pistis Forum to tell you what to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What gets me is that these goofy bastards here, they got to go ahead. Now, I'm going to go ahead and answer them. I'm going to go ahead and answer them in my own forum here. Look, Sword Manzer. You show up all for a year, maybe, and you're going to go ahead and lie to Felix Straczynski was a Jew? Well, no, he wasn't. Although, you know, we admit that he did like that Jew pussy here, and he did work for the Bolsheviks. I mean, I admit that. But what I like about Felix Straczynski is that essentially he went ahead and he got rid of the old criminals that were plaguing these Russians. And they got rid of the old degenerate aristocracy that was nothing more than parasitic growth. And same thing needs to happen with our parasitic growth, because guess what? It's wiggers. It's not, you know, we don't have a nigger problem. We don't have a Dieter problem. We don't even have a Jew problem. What we have is we have a wigger problem. That's what we have. We have swingers who have sold out, who are worse than Jews, who have sold us out to the Jews, who have sold us out to the Beaners, who have sold us out to the niggers. We have a swinger problem, and we need to understand that.
Now you can perfectly see that in California. You know, it's like...
When you're driving out there, I mean, you usually call me, you know, you're usually giving me a... You're giving me a door-to-door Mamzer and Beaner and Wigger report. Oh, by the way, there's a real good guy called the Lone Haranger. I'm going to go ahead and post him onto my forum more often here. But anyway, I think we've gone ahead. We've been on the show for about, what, over 2 hours? I think we need to go ahead, call her quits, okay?
All right.
I pretty well covered Covington, but mainly I've covered, I've covered Visser, to probably greater extent than what I should have. And do you have anything you want to go ahead? You want to go ahead and tell what a big sleeve bag of Jeremy Visser is, or do you think we've covered it enough? Still there? Oh, well, I think he hung up. Anyway, he has to head out to California pretty soon, so I think he's had enough. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and call it quits and say, Hail Victory, and Yahweh bless. Good night.